Blog Talk Radio.
It's on, get out your pot. Call, no hate and stop. Draw, just turn us up, make sure it's not. We air it out. Now, get all the butter for
yeah.
The rim
do you?
It, expose the counterfeit.
By all means, baby.
The clock punch for a cup light it
yeah.
Up. I mean, we air it
one
out.
Thing about a dog, never bite your tongue. Holding your breath, you end up missing the lung. I speak mine, pardon my peace, respect my grease, but I'm a gangster. Any felt tension, I squeeze, I handle business. 9mm jaw structure, cold hard star, I ain't even gotta touch ya. I don't mince words, I line them up for soldiers. You got something to say, get it off your shoulders. Baby mama drama, the war, Bush and Obama, all those crying, they sons being cooked with llamas. But on the other side, I spit about the Celtics and Lakers, about the riches or the pigeons, how they smelling their flavors. Call me the guy and I run my body, I sweat fire out a liar. Life is a bitch, but it's something about that chick. Until I'm 6 feet deep in the ditch, believe I keep it on the hip, quick to grip and let a sing rip.
It's on, get out your pot. Call, no hate and stop. Draw, just turn the clock, make sure it's not. We air it out. Down to the get all the butter and grits. The real job is expose the counterfeit. I'm on mine, get on yours. The clock punch for a cup, light it up for me. We air it out.
Air it out.
Air it out radio. What's good? It's that chick fire.
It's Max Dill, the G-O-D.
Yeah, today is September the 27th, 2010. Monday.
Monday.
You know we going from 10 to 1, baby.
Get your bars up.
Get your bars up. We definitely want to hear y'all freestyle tonight. If that's possible, make it happen. We got the UK coming through.
Rolio, what up, cuz?
Yeah, so I hope he got my message.
He probably already on the line. Like, I'm ready to go, y'all.
Y'all? That's a little inside joke. For the people that don't know nothing about the UK, that's what they say a lot.
Y'all going to learn tonight.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll come through and bless us. They haven't been on in a while. Rolio had, like, some situations or whatever that he, whatever, but... Y'all have to go back and check the archives, and y'all can hear for yourselves the episodes that was on. But anyway, how was your weekend?
My weekend was lovely.
Yeah?
I'm still celebrating. I ain't going to stop until next weekend.
What happened? Tell me some juice.
You know, I spent it in the studio, but, you know, I just the work that came out was nice. I finally finished another project, so I'm good.
Oh.
Cruising.
Okay. I didn't do nothing but stress about y'all people not sending me y'all music.
How about that?
And, it wasn't too bad, but I was just mad tired, for real, like, just mad tired. I need a vacation.
Show me both.
I know. So, well, let's talk about your topic and everything, because, you know.
No.
It's hot and juicy.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't mean to come out that way, but...
Where did you get this topic from anyway? What made you think of that one?
You know what? Because I was looking at the person that I would love to do. And,
wow.
And I was like, yo, that'd be a good-ass topic.
Well, what fire is alluding to, y'all. Tonight's topic, I know y'all gonna be salivating this. I would love to fuck the shit out of, and you fill in the blank.
Yeah.
I know there's gonna be a lot of people calling in with that one. Like,
oh, yeah.
See how they did it last week? They was like, can I pick two? Or they were shot? No.
Let them do two this week. Let them do two. Then narrow down. But they gotta be, they can't, you know, when you say two, then they're gonna wanna do three. And
that's why you can't do no two. It gotta be one.
Okay, we'll get them
one. You really want to nail to the mattress.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, I know who mainly is going to be picked. Holly Berry, probably. We already know.
Shh, that's old school.
Man. I know. Like, can y'all say somebody else, please?
I would have said Holly Berry 10 years ago. Not like she ain't still hot. Don't get me wrong, but it's just...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, I personally would fuck the shit out of... Carmelo Anthony. He could get it. I don't know what it is about him.
You like watching him dribble. and dunk.
I really wasn't even watching him dribble. He was just like, you know, talking and doing an interview. But he's cute to me. He's cute. I don't know if his skills is up, but he's cute.
Oh, that's cool,
he's
cute, buddy.
He's cute.
That's cool, buddy.
Who would you do?
I would say Megan Good, all hands down. Stand in, form a line, ladies and gentlemen. You don't make him good.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No.
Is that with the thing in her chin or no?
What thing in her chin?
Oh, God, you ain't even pay that much attention.
What she got in her chin?
She got that piercing thing right
there.
Oh,
I haven't seen a piercing recently, but piercing or no piercing, she look like she got pretty feet.
Oh, my God. So as long as they got pretty feet, they
No, that's just like a, that's just one of my things. But I'm just saying she looked like, you know. Anyway,
oh,
Megan Good, if you're listening, shout out to your boy.
Make sure y'all check out the website, www.air.radio.net. You know,
yeah,
what?
Man, it look all hot, man. Scoot,
I know.
His tail fell off for y'all.
Yeah, shout out to Scoot on that one. He chilling up in Miami. That's where I need to be right now.
There's probably a couple Megan Goods out of Miami right now.
It probably is.
Swollen.
Probably. Speaking of Megan Good, she was at Little Kim's salon that she just opened up. I'll be talking about that in the gossip. Well,
Little Kim opened a salon?
You remember I told you? You won't be listening to me, just like a man. But look.
There we go. That's another topic. Next week's topic. Why don't listen?
Yeah.
Did y'all nag?
But,
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I might. I basically, she was trying to open up the salon. What she basically did is she has one that's going to be opening up in Atlanta. So y'all got to watch out for that and, you know, see what happens. So, anyway.
I want to know, like who's doing the hair in there?
Her cousin. Her cousin is doing the hair. She's
wow.
not doing the hair.
That's so I don't know what to call it. I'm just going to say ghetto.
She just, you know, it was just her money. So, you know, that's all it is.
Mm-mm-mm.
But anyway, you know what? I can't even get into my, ladies and gentlemen, bear with us for a little bit. We're having some technical difficulties.
I'm working on it. I'm working. You don't got to tell everybody.
I know. We wasn't going to say nothing, but I don't want y'all to be like, what is going on? So, you know, this is not our norm, so we don't want y'all to be. But anyway, I want to talk to you about Max has this topic, this section of, he's getting it together now where we ask him two questions. So I'm going to ask him one of my questions. Maybe somebody else will ask him one of their questions throughout the show. It's totally up to you what you want to do. Okay, now, I had a situation where I had a friend come over. She's listening now, but we're not going to say her name or anything like that. She came over, and I'm gonna let y'all know I'm not going to say her name, y'all. So don't think I'm just talking about her behind her back. We already discussed this, and we already said that I was going to talk to Max about it, and we already agreed. So anyway, so look, she comes over, and boom, right. Now, she's known for having roaches. Now, I don't have roaches.
Oh, my God.
I don't have them. So, you know, like, she's here for, like, a while, whatever. And I'm like, yo, is that a fucking roach? I had to, like, really look really, really good because I haven't seen a roach in so fucking long. So, anyway, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yo, that's a fucking roach. So, anyway, she, like, I said, yo, that shit came from you. And me and her going back and forth. Look, because she never, like, I haven't had no roach spottings until she came. And she brought her bag and all this other stuff.
Oh, man, that means she dropped it off for you.
Exactly. So I'm like, yo, that shit came from you. And she like, no, that no. How you know it came from my house? I said, bitch, because I don't got no fucking roaches. So anyway, you know, me and her getting into it, whatever. So my question is, am I wrong for blaming her?
I'm a roach professional now.
Am I wrong for blaming her or what?
I would say if you haven't seen a roach in your crib in years and then she's over the crib, your spot, and then you see one, No, you're exactly right and correct.
All right.
I would be saying that's just about your book bag. You brought him on.
Yeah,
on
that's what I'm
trip.
Saying. So that's she's like, no. It's not mine and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, it got to be yours, dog. It got to be yours. Because there's no way. Like, I've never had any roaches, ever. So she has a load of them at her crib. And she knows, and but that's, she's like, well, it's not going to jump from there to there. And
you know what they say, though? They
stuff.
Say you see one, it's 1,000. So pretty much.
Oh, no.
If one came out, it had to be from her.
Yeah. That's the funny part about it. I'm like, are you crazy? So I went in, like, shift mode, cleaning mode, everything. You know, I'm exterminating all this other stuff, cockroach, whatever, all that good stuff.
What is with our switchboard? I just want to know.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Let's see if we can. I cannot believe we're having so many issues today. Is that mine even? Yours is not even on, is it? Anywho, I don't even know what's going on with our switchboard, y'all.
Call us, bear with us.
We are having some serious issues, and this is the first that we've had this much of a problem.
The board is saying no callers, but I know that's not.
Yeah. Okay, click out of that one. I'm about to go on now and see what happens. So anyway, so what's your advice on that when you're seeing that?
I'm saying she need to recognize that real is what it is.
It's her fault, right?
You brought the paratrooper taking back home with you.
Yo, and it was so funny because it was like, is that a fucking, like, I had to really look, and I'm watching it crawl and shit, like, is that really a rock? I said, I cannot fucking believe this. I'm like, me and her, already, like, we almost got into a fight. Like,
that was about to,
yeah, we was about to, yeah, we was about to really go at it, like, really head up. I have no idea what's going on.
So I know I see a roach. I'm get up. I'm ready to go bomb the house and
yes.
Might get the kids out of there in time, but if not, I'm just gonna bomb now.
Yes.
Like, I'm playing. I get the kids out.
No, ain't no playing. Me and her about to go head up. Head up. Like, what the heck is going on? Like, what the heck is going on with this daggone internet? And we got, like, all these people coming on and stuff.
Who can we complain to about this?
I have no idea. We need to complain to somebody. This is ridiculous. But I don't know if it's just, like, a glitch or what. Like, it just happened. I've been on it all day. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm troubleshooting while you do what you do.
Anyway, I might as well tell y'all about the damn gossip since I can't talk about nothing else until our guests come on. Okay, let me tell y'all about Rick Ross. Yeah, I know about his sex tape or whatever.
I think I just pooped my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, it was really nasty. I saw it and
you sat and watched it?
I'm nosy. It was like one of those things you couldn't take your eyes off, but
I think of that scene in House Party when, you know, when the big dude, the kid was over the yard and he, you know.
Yeah.
This is not a pretty sight.
It really wasn't. I mean, it was weird. I don't know. It was just a real weird.
You get it from Blockbuster?
No, it was on one of my sites that I go on for my gossip, but it's actually on worldstarhiphop.com if y'all want to go check that out. But they're saying, you know, that it is him, and it was him before he came out and got famous and everything. So y'all might want to check that out. Janet Jackson has a new man. He's supposed to be a billionaire from Quaker or some shit. And y'all might want to check that out. Okay, I'm good. I think I'm good.
Yay,
now.
Yay, switchboard is working.
Woo! Yeah. Because
Fire had a rope tied around her neck. I was holding.
Man,
so
listen,
on,
I was sweating bullets over here. I'm over this bitch sweating like a motherfucker.
Computers to save your life and take it.
Yeah, we about to get this motherfucker show popping. Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Scoot. So, let's get to our first fucking caller. Like, fuck the bullshit. Let's go. Air It Out Radio, 0515.
What's good? What's good?
Oh, God. You sound all sexy. Who this?
This is DFF.
DFF. How are you?
Can't hear you, buddy.
I'm good. What's going on?
Stop trying to sound sexy.
I'm not.
I like that. Let me stop.
Always picking with a call.
I know. Let me stop. So, for those who don't know, DFF, you opened up for who'd you open up for again?
Ludacris.
Ludacris. Yeah.
Yeah.
At NXT,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Harris. It was official.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Good learning.
What's going on with your buddy? What's how your agenda unfolding right now?
I'm still in celebrating my birthday, basically, man. I'm just chilling right now, you know what I mean? Little minor vacay.
Happy birthday.
When was it?
Saturday.
It was when?
Saturday.
Okay.
All right.
That makes him a Libra, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay. Yeah.
My birthday this Saturday. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to need a vacation.
Yeah.
No, Friday. Well, same
thing. You know,
Libras.
Well, yeah. Libras. It's
so, well, we're going to ask you the topic of the day. I would love to fuck the shit out of who?
He laughing like it. If you're girl there, you can pass on the question, bro. You don't have to answer.
It could be anybody. It don't have to be a star or a celeb. It could be your girl next door or
Chinese girl around the corner.
Yeah.
Who makes you fool young. It don't matter.
Man, that's a good question, too.
Come on, man. We all know you got somebody you want to bang.
Just throw one out there. Just throw one real quick. Quick boomerang.
Pinky.
Wow.
You said who?
Pinky.
The porn star?
Yeah.
I think that don't count. Everybody picks her. That don't count.
He the first person I picked her.
Somebody picked her last week.
But you know what, to me, she looked like she got to be really, really careful with her weight because she's very short. And she's starting to look like a little midget. I'm sorry to say. But don't she look like a little midget?
Don't smash
her. Okay,
I'm not.
I'm sorry.
He picked
what
he wants.
She's a nice looking chick. I'm just saying she really needs to watch her. Because I'm short myself, so I know, like, if, you know, start gaining too much weight. But anyway, go ahead and promote whatever you're trying to do, and we're going to get into one of your songs.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm saying y'all can get at me on Twitter. You know, at DFS the problem, or y'all can hit me up on Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? www.reverbnation/DFS the problem solver. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I mean? Check out the new single. It's called I Like That, featuring Miss Jessica Lee.
There you go.
The way you look, and I know you get his hood. Got your bandana in your daisy dukes, in your high heels, and you looking real cute. It got me going crazy, real, real crazy. All I'm saying to myself, I love you, sweet baby. I ain't gonna front, you're everything I want. We can drink on some liquor, even smoke a blunt. Yeah, I'm from Jersey, baby, did you hear me? Looking at your body, got me saying, Lord mercy. Oh my, damn, I like that. My name, somebody's calling the cops. I'm pounding, I'm drowning, and making that coochie pop. You keep on telling me, Tabi, give me that cop. Yelling and moaning and screaming a whole lot. Just because you got hit with a crate on your backside. Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that. Yeah, I like all type of chicks. Skinny ones, fat ones, a hell of a fit. White to Puerto Rican, Brazilian shit. And if they bout what I'm about, how about sucking my dick? Just then, no head, shit, I ain't gonna lick. Come on, mom, stop hurting that young girl bullshit. You know what it is, over time is it. So open your bra, let me see them tips. No need to get mad, boo, no need to rip.
Well, you like that? Well, damn, I like this.
Damn, I like that. I like that, I like that, damn, I like that. I like that, I like that, I like that, damn, I like that.
You may like this, but can you handle this? I'm kind of catty and a little scandalous. Just one touch and you'll be in a state of bliss. So kiss, kiss, kiss my lips. I ain't talking about the one near my eyes, I'm talking about the one between my thighs. Yeah, so open up my clam and taste my pearl. And after that, get ready, cause I'm gonna rock your world. Yeah, I'm gonna rock your world. Cause I'm not your average girl. I'm way past Pluto. I'm out of this.
Make sure y'all check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to DFF. I'm loving that. I like that. So, DFF, we're going to get right back. I want to see if you want to freestyle, not before I get into that. You cool? Did you want to freestyle?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. I don't want to, like, leave nobody behind. All right. So, shout out to Tamor Beats.
What's up with them, man?
Hey, Tamor
Beats. Hopefully they'll be coming tonight. So, there we go.
Mine's looking nice. Most birds.
I was really worried. For right now. I'm going crazy right now. So anyway, I really want to get into my gossip. I really, really want to get into something.
Anything interesting that happened for real?
I thought that was interesting with the porn with Rick Ross. No, you didn't think that was good?
I can't see me watching. I'm just being
I right. Couldn't turn my head. Like, I was blue.
Yeah, like a train wreck.
I was trying to see what was going to happen next because somebody that big you really don't see too often doing a porno, so it was kind of like... yeah. And he's not as big as he was now, so he wasn't that big, but, you know.
He wasn't eating as good.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. So anyway, I'm very, very shocked at that video, so I was shocked.
Was Superhead his co-star or what?
No, it was some light-skinned John. She was kind of thick, too, so, you know.
Oh, man, he was breaking bunk beds. Boom,
yeah.
Boom.
I couldn't really see her face too much because it was like, I don't know if he had the camera or it was hers or, I don't really know. I don't know if she set it up or what.
Terrible.
Yeah.
What is up with this Monday? What game was on? Who was playing today?
I don't know. Somebody playing. Somebody hit me up like, the game though. I'm like, it is. Oh, snap. So that's, you know, we got some competition with the game and whatnot. It's not a good look, you know, for our Monday. But, you know, we're going to make it do
it.
Is
it the Eagles?
I don't know. You know I ain't in the sport, so that's why I was like, who playing? I have no idea.
I see Cancer on the switchboard. I'm about to plug in.
Yeah, Cancer, you punk. Why you ain't press one, nigga?
He just called to listen to your voice tonight. That's all.
No, he going to be like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. Maybe he got a bag of rocks in his mouth, like you say. Maybe that'll make him press one. How about that? He probably like, you motherfucker. But anyway,
he probably sitting there watching the Rick Ross porn.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah, I'm telling you, once you start looking at it, you're not gonna.
I am okay.
Move.
I will take your word on it.
You're not gonna move once
if you say it's hot, then it's hot.
I didn't say it was hot. I just said it was...
You said it was popcorn and you just couldn't stop watching.
Well, I couldn't. It was just one of them things where you just couldn't take your eyes off.
I pretty much don't want to see it for real, though. What's up? Get your bars Monday, y'all. Y'all need to get them 16s together. They're giving away 2 free hours at the Batcave for the winner. What y'all waiting on?
They playing around. They don't want it.
They scared?
They scared.
If you scared, say you scared. Come on, man.
Yeah. We're going to get into my gossip. So check out E-Burners with the intro.
Every dime, come on, yo, you now tuned to the motherfucking greatest. Fire got some shit talking about the latest. Beef, who got knocked up? What rapper snorting, what club got shot up? Giving you the lowdown, she fall from demon. I'm trying to bust the rest, these other blocks steaming. We air it out, yeah, we air it out. Giving you the juice you need to hear about. He hating, she built his empire. Max still in fire, chick getting like a air it out radio.net. Check, she threw being humble, she demands respect. It's in the air, get it first hand. Exclusive, season 6. Y'all here, 347-677-1163. Y'all know where I be, eat bird.
Yeah, Air It Out Radio. Start check fire with my little gossip right now. Anyway, I was telling y'all earlier about Rick Ross and whatnot. Yeah, he has a sex tape that's out, but I'm going to move forward or whatever. I told y'all about Janet Jackson. Mariah Carey, she actually took a fall. You know, she's supposed to be pregnant or whatever. And she basically took a fall when she was doing a show.
Eminem set her up.
I don't know about all that, but she's still wearing her stilettos and all that stuff. Man, that shit, I know her feet got to hurt. But anyway, she fell and she played it off like, you know, oh, I meant to do this and all this.
She fell like Beyonce? Like just tripped and stuff?
Yeah.
And then flipped back up and finished singing?
No, she didn't. She just, like, fell down and, you know. I think they had that on Wallstar, too, so y'all might want to check that out.
Wallstar got everything, apparently. Shout out to Wallstar Hip Hop with Porno, with Ricky Ross and Mariah falling and all that good stuff. Y'all on your job, man.
They do not care. They play whatever. So anyway, Little Kim, she opened up that salon in North Carolina I was telling y'all about, and your girl was there making good. So, and Halle Berry, she has a perfume called Reveal that's coming out too. Well, actually, it's already out, so y'all might want to check that if y'all want y'all girl to smell like y'all or whatever, like her, rather. So anyway, Eddie Bishop.
Yeah, I smell like Halle Berry.
Yeah. Eddie Bishop Long, he's the guy that is a minister. He's like one of the largest African-American congregations in the world or whatever. Anyway, he's accused of not having sex but encouraging boys to have sex or whatever. So, and he's supposed to be real anti-gay. So, yeah. I mean, it's a big thing over him, and his church is packed. They say he's riding around in the, what's that car? A Bentley? Yeah, a Bentley.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not that hard to believe, though.
So, anyway, Life Jennings, he's doing 3 to 5 years. You remember him?
Yeah, I heard. He kicked in the door waving the 4-4.
Yeah.
All she heard was, Life, don't hit me no more.
Yeah.
Let me stop. That's not right. I like Life.
He was bugging, like,
bruh.
No shots at
the pressure, bruh, listen to me, the pressure ain't never that bad, bruh.
Well, we don't really know what happened. All I know is he was at some dude's house, and it wasn't even, you know, I guess the baby mom was there, and he kicked in Jeff Kendrick's door and threw some shots or whatever in the air or on the floor, and then sped off in his Corvette.
I didn't know he actually started shooting. I heard he kicked in the door.
That too. No, he got arrested for the firearm, and he got discharged for attempt eluding the police. He was bugging that day. Then he refused to take the DUI test. So, yeah, not looking good for you, buddy.
Yeah, somebody pray for that brother.
Yeah, 3 to 5, baby, 3 to 5. Aretha Franklin's son got beat up by three teenagers at a gas station in Detroit. They said it was a really bad neighborhood. I don't know why he would be there. If, I don't get that. But anyway, Questlove of the Roots, he basically is coming out with a book. Mommy, what's Questlove? What is, I don't know.
Mommy, what's a Questlove? I think
yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, so.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I can't really get into them. I don't know why. Not saying that they're not a good group, but, you know, to each of them. But Lauryn Hill, your girl, supposedly, she did a show in Washington, D.C., right? And she made her fans and everything wait.
I heard about that.
For 3 hours.
See why she went to the salon or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, she was waiting to get her manicure and pedicure done, and, you know, she refused to go on until she got it.
So. That is ugliness.
Yeah.
Miss Hill was
hope she's really not like that. Cause
she is definitely miseducated, man. That ain't cool, Miss Hill. We
yeah.
love you, but come on now.
Yeah.
Fans come out to see you. That's a blessing.
Yeah. Jay-Z is on the cover of Forbes. So,
snooze fest.
Billionaire. Hey, well, it is what it is. If you were there, you would be wanting to be on there, too.
I'm not Jay-Z, though.
Well, no. Rumors is that Kanye West has a new girlfriend, Salida E. Banks. That's Nick Cannon's old girl, the one he was engaged to. So she jumping from one to the other. And
What about the little dude Kanye got going around with him now? The little dude he saw at the airport, and he's taking him on a roll with him now.
I don't know.
They got matching purses and everything. They saying that's his BFF, his little snookums.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's just a little weird too. He wear the big pocketbook and they travel around together.
Yeah, that look kind of suspect. Anyway, Nikki is going to be on. Well, she's actually in the Complex magazine cover, talking about Drake and her sexuality, and you know, talking about the word homo and all this other stuff. So, you know, shout out to her. And she doesn't look like she has that booty in the back either. So, you might want to double check that. So anyway, we're gonna take
the medicine wore off.
We're gonna take a call at 9271 at our radio. At our radio, 9271. That's you,
oh,
boo boo.
Hello, sorry, hello. Hi. You can request songs on here, right?
No, doll. Who would you want to request anyway?
It's called I Like That by BFF.
You missed it. We just played it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh.
You just missed it. We just played it.
I like that.
He was just on, too. Are you familiar with him? Are you? I know you know him, but are you just like one of his little friends, huh?
I'm just
one
of his
friends.
Fans.
Huh? He got you the call, didn't he? Yeah.
No.
Yes, he did. I'm just kidding. We're going to ask you the topic of the day before we let you go or whatever. Who would you love to F the shit out of? Besides BFF. Besides him.
Like,
he's probably right there next to you, but besides
him. He's not. I'm always in the whole nest. I'm in Philly. So, But you talking about like a celebrity or like?
Yeah, it could be anybody. It could be anybody.
I don't even know.
So,
you can't think of one person.
One person?
All right, I would say.
She being greedy. Come on.
No. It's like so many. I don't even know who to say. I'm gonna just say this guy named Nick. I'm gonna say it.
Who? Come on, it gotta be somebody we know. Like, I mean, I'm thinking you gonna say somebody.
Like a celebrity.
I mean, at least somebody we know. That's on the radio, TV. So we can be like, oh, okay, yeah.
You can say Tiger Woods. It's okay.
Yeah. You want Tiger?
I Tiger Woods. I would say
who that? DFF.
No, that's not happening. I don't even. I can't say.
Come on,
maybe
girl.
Cassidy. I'll say Cassidy.
Cassidy? Oh. Yeah. Okay.
She like a drink and a two-step. That's what that is.
Yeah. Okay. So you spit anything? You wanna rap or you just?
No. I'm not like I wanna be an actress though.
So. Okay, I can dig that.
Yeah,
all right, well, Dag, it's a shame you missed him on the show. He was like our first caller. So.
Oh. Okay,
yeah.
I wasn't even familiar with the show. What is this show?
Air it on radio, baby.
Call and air anything out.
Yeah, you can air something out. You can talk about the topic, question. We got guests that's going to be coming on.
Like DFF.
You know, and stuff like that. So you can say whatever you want. You can promote something. You got, like, an event coming up. You can do that as well. So
if you got any movies,
yeah,
anything, just let us know.
Any porn, let us know.
Oh, wow.
Do y'all have a show, like, every night?
Huh?
Do y'all have a show, like, every night?
No, we're just on Mondays, 10 to 1.
Oh.
Yeah,
Are y'all on Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook.
We're all on Facebook.
We're on Facebook. Air it out radio.
Because I never heard about it.
Yeah, well, we're still fairly new. So we're just. And if you're in Philly, so you definitely should be hearing about us real soon.
As a matter of fact, she's a virgin to the show.
Oh, my God. She sure is. Max, why you put me on the spot like that?
I was just thinking, like, hold up. She's her first time on the show. You got to give her the bang bang treatment.
Yeah, if I can.
There you go.
Through
I just seen it.
Yeah. Sorry, we had to do that to you because you're a virgin to the show.
Okay, so I'm not a virgin no more.
So you're free to come on whenever you want. And. Hopefully, you and DFF, y'all could work that out to where we could play the song. You know, he could request it for you or something. I don't know. Y'all could work that out. But DFF, hold up. We still got him on the line. You.
Do a little connection.
DFF, you know we got the girl on the line, right?
Huh?
He's talking about, huh? Look. You know she right next to you. Stop fronting. Nah, just you. What's your name again, sweetheart? I'm so sorry.
It's Samantha.
Samantha.
What's up, fam?
Look, you got a little fan club going on.
That's my homie right there.
Uh-huh. See, I knew y'all knew each other.
I knew it was a setup.
I knew it.
Smelled it.
Yeah. She wanted to hear I like that, and we told her that, you know, we just played it.
You jumped the gun, buddy. We blaming it on you.
Yeah. But you know what? We're in a good mood, so why don't we play another one of his songs besides I Like That?
That'd be love.
There you go. So which one? You know what we got in here.
How about I Got Game?
I Got Game. Huh. There it is. I Got Game.
G-Thing, baby, by Snoop. Uh-huh. I look to my right, look to my left. I press the depth, yes, damn, it's DFF. I seen it, sexy honey, yo, standing over there. Looking so damn good, with pretty long hair. Uh-huh. Nice, cute face with a fat derriere. Should I kick a little game to her? Shit, hell yeah. I step to her, you know, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, we at the crib, oh, my, my. She said she never did this before, saying she was shy. And I will never fall in love again, don't mean that I'm shy. And she recognized, realized, yeah. I'm that big guy. Cause she tried to run game and got caught in a lie. And she looking all stupid, what? Acting all surprised. Got the gift to get her for that sweet potato pie. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, huh? I do it easy. Looking good, girl, what's your name? Say it to yourself, I know DFF got game. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, huh? I do it easy.
Looking good, girl, what's your name? From beginning to the end, it's all about kicking game. I'm at the crib chilling, with a hangover. Smoking on the L, feeling good, watching over. Talking on the phone, telling shorty, can I hold you? Fine dime, I'm at some time in October. Reminiscing way back then when I seen her. Visualize kissing them thighs, hit between her. God forgive me, cause I'm a hell of a dreamer. Gangster and a thug and a hustler in the scene here. Now the story didn't stop there. Ain't no stopping, got it popping all up in here. Kissing and hugging, rubbing and touching. You know what that leads to, condoms and buskin. I can't help but shorty love my style. And I'm a laid back roughneck, driving wild. Honeys love my flow, I'm so versatile. And my game's off the chain, so throwing the towel. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, I do it easy. Looking good, girl, what's your name? Say it to yourself, I know DFF got game. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, I do it easy. Looking good, girl, what's your name? From beginning to the end, it's all about kicking game. I'm the game splitter, pool 90 hitter. Better watch your mom's mumbling baby sister. Cause you don't really know what I might do. Got him going down singing like Mary J. Blige do. I run game on a chick on my worst day. Believe me, I leave half naked and thirsty. The state giving me the cake like it was my birthday. They think we so tight like thongs when they coochie. Oh man, y'all don't understand. The game plan, having women falling like quicksand. This shit comes the way that I speak to them. Oh, they like the way I ride that beat. Tell them no DFF, bring out the trick. Okay, class in session, mind, you gotta teach to them. Nevertheless, you know who's the best. I must confess, mind like chess, y'all know the rest. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, I do it easy. Looking good, girl, what's your name? Say to yourself, I know DFF got game. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, I do it easy. Looking good, girl, what's your name? From beginning to the end, it's all about kicking game. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, I do it easy. Looking good, girl, what's your name? Say to yourself, I know DFF got game. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, I do it easy. Looking good, girl, what's your name? From beginning to the end, it's all about kicking game.
Air it out, radio. I'm liking that too. Yeah.
Listen, bro, I like your record.
You see why he opened up for Ludacris, right?
No, I'm very picky.
Yeah.
I don't like nobody's shit. I don't even like my own record.
Whatever. That's your deal. That's your deal.
Oh, my goodness.
10 more beats, baby. Shout out to Scoop. Let's take a call.
Looking at this page right here, who's the Browns can have?
Moi.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. I was about to ask her out.
Air it out radio 4137. What's going on?
How you doing there today?
How are you?
I'm doing marvelous. You know what I mean?
That sound like somebody from Atlanta, man.
Yeah, it sounds like the Bull V. What's the deal, baby?
That's Philly Eagle that moved down to the Falcons territory.
Nah, cut that out. I got my Eagles jersey on right now. I'm repping Philly heavy, man.
That's what's
Max
up, cuz.
Max God, man.
You thought you were going to make it, bro.
Man, I've been calling, but they kept saying Circus is busy. I called like 7 times. I sent you a couple of text messages. I thought something was wrong.
Yeah, I had checked the lines, and it was saying it was busy. So hopefully the lines are straight now.
Yeah, we get that
when
we get out of control.
Y'all
but,
probably
you know.
Just getting that many calls. That might be a good thing.
Yeah, it is. But it could be bad when they're trying to get through and the people hang up.
That's when we got guests trying to call through.
You know?
I heard that,
let
man.
The people know who you are, bro.
All right, my name is V, man. V stands for, you know, Vengeance or whatever. Although I don't go by the name of Vengeance anymore. But I took that name on as I left the military doing my hip-hop thing or whatever. And Vengeance, what it basically stood for, is just, you know, payback for all the bull that's out here in the hip-hop game, you know. The enslavement of our people through, you know, mind control music, you know, and, real bad school curriculum.
Wow. Know?
So I do hip-hop music because of the love of it and the whole nine, and I'm definitely part of the team, one of the, top team members with Max Steel or whatever. He's got a beautiful movement going on, and he's holding it down in Philly. I hate to even say it like I'm not in Philly no more, because I'm not, but, you know, I love Philly. But he holding it down in Philly, and I'm trying to make it happen out here in Atlanta right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Man, you still home base, cousin? Let's get into the V story though, man. What can we expect when V get to the front line of the game? What can we expect beyond the norm?
Well, beyond the norm, you're gonna just expect some real good soulful stuff. Somebody that really feels it. Somebody that got an aggression and feels like it's something to prove. I feel like I'm way better than a lot of these cats out here, nothing like that. I just feel as though I got something to bring to the table that they're not bringing. You know, you're going to definitely hear some depth and some knowledge, something that you can relate to. So I like to talk about stuff that we all can relate to, you know, growing up in the hood and different experiences that we go through day in and day out or whatever. I'm talking about everyday life, you know, from the good to the bad to just the happy stuff, you know what I mean? But, you're going to be educated.
And right. You're gonna be educated. Hear that? He in his KRS-One bag. I'm edutainment. No, all that. That's mm-hmm. all good, but let's get to the gritty grind, man. What's, like, matter of fact, Fah, you got any questions for me?
I do. So, what encouraged you to start writing?
I did.
Besides
Max. You're a funny guy. Max, don't get it wrong. Max will have you go back and be like, I got to get in my bag. But besides Max as being one of my influences, I just love hip-hop from the early days.
What?
You know?
Really?
You know,
Max,
man, I love hip-hop. I love hip-hop from the early days. This is in my blood. My uncle was John Whitehead. You know, Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Oh, okay.
So I got a family history with music and the whole nine. And I just fell in love from the first time I heard Run DMC. You know, Fat Boys, I come from that era and that whole nine. And, you know, when Nas and Biggie and Tupac, they just took it to a whole nother level. You know, Pac arguably is one of my, arguably my favorite, you know, artist. I'm not going to say rapper or hip-hop, you know what I mean, MC, but just one of my favorite artists because he painted a picture, you know. Nas, definitely one of my favorites because, you know, he just goes so deep with it. He reminds me of Rakim back in the day. You wanted to go take it further than him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just love it, you know. And like anything else we do in life or whatever, we trying to be the best at it. We strive to be the best that we can be, you know, and take it to that next level. So that's what I do in hip hop and music.
Wow. Okay.
Mhm.
So who would you compare yourself to? Like, I mean, I hate everybody. They say they don't like to be compared to anybody. But who would you say is a big influence on, besides Max?
Max,
like,
you get a lot of props
right now.
We got
jokes in there all day, bro.
You get a lot of props here, Max. Still the guy. I mean, as far as comparisons, like a lot of people will tell you, I really don't like to be compared. But, you know, like I said, one of my biggest influences definitely was Nas, Rakim. You know, Killer Priest, Cannabis, how the energy that he came out when he first came out, you know, when he's all over the mixtapes. You want to say something that just catches people, like, and stuff that they can't catch the first couple of times that they listen to it. You want them to, every time that they go back and listen to your song or your work, they picking up something new. Every time I listen to a Max Steel album, a Max Steel mixtape, I'm hearing something new. I'm hearing something new that I didn't catch before, and I'm like, dang, he was really killing that.
He's over
here blushing. Come on, cut it off.
Long before me and Max became friends, I seen him perform over in Jersey in the show in Camden. And he got up on stage, and I ain't going to lie, I was in the crowd, and I was just like, you know, my mouth dropped like, wow. So I had to get their work because, you know, if you're trying to, you know, take it to that next level, you gotta build off these people that's on that next level, you know. And we became good friends and started doing a lot of music together. And you know, I really don't compare myself to anybody. I try to, you know, I put it this way: they gotta compare themselves to me now.
I like that arrogance. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you got any beef with anybody? Because you know we love the drama.
I'm gonna keep it real. I just came at Meek Mills.
Really?
You didn't hear this song, Max. I just did a song. You know, I the whole song ain't come at me, Mills, but I said a little couple lines at the end, you know, speaking on it. It's called Real Talk or whatever, and it's just tired of the bull in the game. I had to go hard,
Why him?
Because it's a lot of screaming on the mic now, And people think that screaming on the mic is saying something. Just because you scream it, you could be in a, you can be in a discussion with your wife or with your significant other, your husband or whatever. And just because you screaming don't mean you're saying something. Sometimes you're saying a whole bunch of nothing, but you screaming and you thinking you said something important and that it's just saying. You know, what he's saying to me, I've heard some all right stuff from him, but I've heard a lot of nothing from him. You know, I heard a lot of nothing, and I'm not impressed. And people mistake him for representing Philly. He's not representing Philly. The real
well,
people
that's
are representing
what they say. Philly. He's representing
Shit.
Philly.
He's representing himself and them corny
oh.
people that's backing him. But
oh.
look, he ain't representing me, and I'm from Philly, and I know he ain't representing Max Steel.
So is it just gonna be this one diss, or you wanna keep going further until he says something to you?
Nah, man, I got love for him on the tip of. You know, he's a Philly artist. But what I'm trying to put out there is that, you know, all I said is basically, you know, your rap status is questionable, like Meek Mills, and I said a couple other stuff. But he's questionable as far as, you know, I just want people to understand he's not representing Philly. He's representing himself. When they say that, that you know, they talk about Mobb Deep or they talk about 50, he's not representing New York. You know, he's one of the representatives of New York, but he's not just the representative of New York. It's a whole bunch of different flavors in New York, and it's a whole bunch of different flavors in Philly, and a lot of them are way better than Meek Mills.
Right, okay. That's crazy. Well, you know, he might find out from listening to this show, just to let you know. I'm just saying, you know, like we started no dramas, but I'm just saying.
Yo, you know what? You know what? I'm so heavy on my thing right now. Please come at me.
Awesome.
Please come, because I man, we're getting ready to do it real heavy down here, and I'm going to bring it back to Philly and take everybody from Philly that's doing that real stuff that's down with my team, you know, that Max Steel and everybody, you know, because Max is doing it right now. But if I get out here and things go like, you know, like I planned it to go and, like, they're really lined up to go right now, it's going to be a problem. And he can come out. Please come, because we'll show what's really going down.
There you go.
Where the real
it's about to be major, man. Telling people what else you do besides hitting that mic up, because you got a lot of other things you do too. We kind of like one in the same. We don't talk about everything, but just give people a little quick glimpse of everything you do besides hitting that mic.
Well, I do a little videography. I'm not as good as Max Steel with it. Max is. I learned a lot from
Max.
No, you got people that's jacks of all trade, and it's not many of them out here. Max Steel is definitely one of them. You know what I mean? You know, you got some people. You know, when you work side by side with somebody all the time, it's hard to say, you know, you don't want to feel like you riding them or nothing like that. Like, yo, man, you the bum. And you can't be like that. But, you know, but inside, you walk away and you like, Max on his grind. Or such and so drew the picture. He's on his grind. You know, my man Cancer, he on his grind. You know, you walk away with a respect for them. And it's a silent respect, you know. That sometimes that respect shows up in a form of you just doing collaboration on songs with them, you hanging out with them, you know, y'all doing shows together, stuff like that. And sometimes it's, you know, it's you telling them, man, you really doing your thing. Sometimes even artists that's really in their bag, they need that encouragement sometimes, or they just need to hear from somebody else, man, you doing your thing. Because this music game is so crazy, the struggle for it and trying to get to where you're trying to go. And get to the level that you're trying to get to. Sometimes it can be discouraging. But sometimes you just need that, man, I heard what you said on that song, and that gives you that extra push. But like, man, you know what? Somebody heard what I'm saying. As long as somebody's hearing what I'm saying and relate to what I'm saying and they're feeling it, I know I got an audience out there and I'm doing this for a reason.
Ain't never lie like that. But real quick, we almost forgot. You a virgin to the show. You know we do the virgins on the show?
Hey, what's up, dude?
I'm sorry, we had to do that to you.
Was that a spanking? Was that a spanking? What was that?
Spanking, whatever you want to call it.
That's pops, man. You know what that is. That's bang, bang, bang. You got to coordinate.
Yeah.
All right, you got to coordinate.
Yeah.
Why we ain't got no music from you, bro?
Yeah. What's the problem?
Yo, I sent two songs in.
Where you sent it at?
I sent it to airitoutradio.com.
Yeah, it's
airitoutradio@gmail.com.
It's Max Fraud, look.
No, it ain't.
It's Max Fraud.
No, it ain't.
But it's cool. Can you spit something for us?
innocent.
Wow.
Innocent.
Wow.
It's
a yes or no situation.
Yo, my
you don't have to. You don't have to.
I got some. I'm going to say a little piece.
You got like 500,000 bars. Come on, you can give a 16.
Okay. Yo, my velocity exported lyrics methodically. Eschatology, a branch of theology, still in philosophy. Spoken prophecy, black-ass mahogany. Saw souls in poverty. Armageddon of reality. Immortality possibly flows constantly. Your modes are broken and cowardly. Don't bother me. I got balls of tolerance. Philadelphia to Egypt. Rats the second planet to sun. They should call it Venus. And me the meanest, my seat is the blessed. Those shows plant thoughts and zones to crash balls and rhyme zones. Yo, I don't know. You know what I mean? I got some stuff. I got some stuff. But
he said, yo, I don't know.
I'm buying some of that, son.
You wild. You wild. Yo,
I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all do not have to freestyle. I ask because, you know, it's just one of them things you do. But y'all don't have to freestyle if y'all don't want to. I get deep.
Yeah.
But go ahead and let everybody know where they can reach you, your Facebook, MySpace, whatever, Twitter.
You can my email is Omri at OmriFreeland @yahoo.com. It's Anrey Freeland FreeLand, and @yahoo.com. My MySpace is Bruticus, you know, like the bull that stabbed Caesar. You know, you know what I mean? Bruticus and #9 at MySpace.com. You know, and my YouTube page is Vehicular. Because we keep it moving, you know, the letter V, you know, the letter V dash, you know, the letter V, Hicula, and the #1, you know, on YouTube. Type that in and you'll see all kinds of stuff with me, Max Steel, and a bunch of other people or whatever. You know, we making it happen right now. We trying to make moves.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, babe, we appreciate you coming on the show. All love.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Keep
I appreciate
bars
y'all having
coming,
me.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some music into us, man. We can be spending some V right now.
Check y'all email because I believe I sent it to the. I copied the address you sent to me on the email.
When did you send it? You sent it in late.
I sent it in like 2 hours ago because I've been moving.
I just real G though. He ain't even front.
Real.
2 hours ago.
Yeah, I was on the road all day yesterday driving from Philadelphia down here to Atlanta on a U-Haul truck and it was raining like crazy. So when I got here, I've been unloading the truck all last night and today or whatever and getting the house straight. So when I finally got online, when they set up my Comcast internet and the whole nine, I finally got online and I seen the message and I sent it as soon as I could. So,
damn.
Yeah.
Yo,
this
switchboard
looks...
I'm glad she won this switchboard, not me. I'm
yeah, it's crazy right now. But we appreciate you coming through. Make sure you send us that music and everything.
Stay on the line, too, because we ain't done. We know we just warming up. We got 2 hours left.
I'm definitely going to be listening. I'm definitely listening. I appreciate y'all having me. Y'all keep it moving.
Thank you. Air It Out Radio. What's good? It's that chick Fire, Max Steel, the God.
Yo, we ain't even asked him who would he, though. His wife probably around.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah, we don't want to ask certain
people. I don't
want
to cause no problems.
Yeah. So we're going to get into our next caller. He's one of our guests. So who is it? You want to know?
You tell me who it is.
You gonna have to find out, like everybody else.
Oh, it's cool.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. We're gonna get into some Garcy right now. What's going on?
Here you go.
What up, cousin?
What up?
What's going on? What is looking like? What is looking like?
You is what is looking like, brother.
Hey, look, I just sent y'all some stuff, man.
Did you? All
yeah,
late.
I just sent y'all my single.
All late.
My single Money featuring Meek Mills and Petey Crack.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to play that next week.
Okay, yeah, we definitely going to have to play that next week. I was trying to get it, but I was, like, so confused.
I know, man. You're supposed to help me with that, so we gonna blame that one on you.
No, you were supposed to call me back yesterday so we could do it.
I'm not blaming the black girl.
So anyway...
What is he, albino?
What am I what?
She's trying to blame the black girl. Like, what is he, are you albino?
You know how y'all niggas are, y'all. We try to blame the black girl. It ain't never y'all fault. So, what's good with you?
It don't be our fault.
Yeah, it do.
You know me, I'm over here working on this internet right now, man, getting ready for this party this week.
Okay.
Got a video release party at a Deso this Sunday.
That's right, October 3rd,
I'm on horse.
Right?
Yeah, October 3rd. So, you know, they get their little checks and, you know, come right out to the club.
Okay.
Dig me? I'm in here
on
horse. I was damn near asleep, but I said, you know, I ain't going to forget fire this time. You know, I forget
yeah.
it every other time.
Well, thank
time.
You for keeping your word.
Yeah, I like the fact he made it sleeping all, tired and all.
Right. So what's up with you in the eighth game? Y'all still, I know y'all still together and all that. What's going on with that?
That's family. They ain't going nowhere. That's deep. That's, listen, that's way, way deep in rap. You know what I mean? Ready Rock, Hard Body Preem, Free Homicide, Stiz, Miss Diego. You know what I mean? And then it's just a million other motherfuckers that don't rap.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's all family, though. That ain't no rap shit, man. You know what I mean? We just all happen to know how to rap.
Okay. So you, I know I came to you before about freestyling. You told me you don't really do it no more. So why is that?
Oh, man, I don't know, man. I just don't be feeling like that shit for real. I really don't be feeling like rapping, period, most of the time.
What?
Yeah,
why?
I mean,
you
lose a headache sometimes, man. For most of the time, you know what I mean?
So what you going to do if you stop rapping? What would you do?
I'm going to continue living life.
I mean, but I'm saying, like, what would you work? What would you try to do? Like, you going to school for something, or?
No.
What?
I don't,
why are you laughing? School's a good thing.
Because I don't know if I could talk about everything on this,
oh, okay.
on this, you know, right now.
I
you
got
know what I mean? But I'm going to do the real estate thing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do the real estate thing. Trying to, you know, build these businesses up. Keep everything going. Probably
okay.
keep hitting these little club scenes, man. We just enjoying life, you know what I mean? So you see 30 niggas and black tees hitting the club, don't get scared, you know what I mean? Because we might hit the club, like I said earlier. I hit the club with 30 niggas. Everybody got $1,000 a piece to throw away. That's 30,000. You know what I'm saying? I just got thrown in the air at the club. No bullshit. And that's how we do at every event or whatever we
go to. I
need to
go to that club.
Right. I mean, you know, Sunday at Dusso, meet us there.
That's my mortgage money. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know,
come scoop that up.
That's how we do at every event or whatnot. You know what I mean?
So y'all throwing money up in the air.
We just trying to have fun, man. You know, we can't take this shit with us, so we say fuck it. Let's have fun while we
here. Well, why y'all just can't put it up in my PayPal and?
That's
so much easier.
Do you hear this, bro? Do you hear this?
Because you know what, though? Like, when we hit the club, you know, everybody be having them bottles and all that, and, you know, people get drunk. We ain't the mad drunks. We like to have fun. You know, some people in the club who need rent money, man. You know what I mean? We ain't throwing it for the niggas. We throwing it for the ladies, man. We just want everybody to have fun. So when they leave, they can say, damn, them 8 gang niggas wasn't playing. I'm going to a single event. You know what I mean?
Scoop me some money up.
Yeah, come have some fun with us, man. Come get a,
right?
bottle or something or 8 gang, you know what I mean?
You know. I know you had the cookout and everything. I missed that. That sounded like
cookout
was
crazy.
I know.
Shout out to DJ Diamond Cut. We can talk about other DJs and all that, right?
Yeah.
Are we ready? Yeah, shout out to DJ Diamond Cuts for coming through at 99. You know, Mouth G's at 100.3 the beat came through. DJ Damage at 100.3 came through. Shit, Ruggedness and P-Funk came through. A million rappers came through. I can't say the name of all the rappers that came through. But, you know, shout out Petey Crack.
What's up with
Petey? Man. What's up with Petey? Chilling, man. Petey working. Anytime I turn around, Petey out in NY. You know what I mean? He out there working nonstop. You know, that's the homie. You know, shout out Meek Mill for coming through on
right.
on the Money single for me. You
know so
when's the
mixtape? I know you just had one, right?
I did Rubber Band Guap 2. That shit came out July 2nd. You know
okay.
what I mean? But now me and Ready Rock just finished up a mix CD together, and that'll be out
Ready
in
Rock.
October. Yeah, shout out Ready, man. You know that's the bro. Ready doing a lot of shit right now, man. Every day is something new. Every day, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, I know you all have sleep and all that, but are you going to first tell everybody where they can reach you and all that good stuff before you get into your freestyle, because you are going to freestyle for us tonight, right?
That was the setup right there. You set me right up for that one.
That's what he did. He didn't feel like it, but I digress.
Hey, listen, you hear her? That was quick, though. She pulled that one up real quick.
Yeah, I slid it right in there. Mm-hmm.
That was a quick one. I ain't never been got quit like that.
Well, you know how women, we got to, you know, find that.
Yeah, y'all got
really
y'all
quick.
Ways.
Yeah, definitely. So,
I mean, y'all quit, you know what I mean?
Go ahead and tell everybody where, you know, they can reach you.
Oh, you know, you can reach me on Facebook at Garci, GARCI/8Gang. Or you can reach me on Twitter, Garci87. Or you know my Gmail, 8GangGarci@gmail.com. And that's probably about it. You can find the whole gang on Facebook, the whole gang on Twitter. All you got to do is find one of my pages, and you're going to see me going back and forth, you know what I mean, with one of my brothers.
Mm-hmm. You punch in eight gang, and you'll probably see everybody.
Yeah, you punch in 8Gang, and you're going to see everybody. Everybody that has name 8Gang on Facebook. There's about 38 gang pages on there.
Wow.
28 gang pages on there.
All right.
But you know, everybody working nonstop.
As they should.
Everybody working nonstop, and we all in our own lane. You know what I'm saying? Free Homicide Stills, again, man. You know what I mean? That's my brother. He working, man. You know what I mean? He behind bars, but he working. You know what I mean? He got a CD about to come out in a month. The time ain't stop. You know, the grind definitely don't stop.
No, it doesn't. So I'm waiting for my freestyle.
I chase Wham.
I'm
getting guap, homie. All I see is Big Bang. Homie want to be the shit until the shit stink. And everybody jump boat until the shit sink. Yeah, I mean, the nigga get hella 8Gang tailor-made. Baby, we get hella change. See them nuggets in that piece? That's a mellow chain. She intelligent, meaning that she get hella brain. Yeah. And I stand on my own too. Do what I want to. Do what you won't do. Do what you want to do. So what, I'm only 22. Back when I was 13, I bought my first 22. Now a nigga hold a rifle like a hunter do. You think time is ticking the way I run and shoot.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
He said, I don't know, man.
I don't know. I lost what I was trying to say. Because I'm, you know, I'm on the internet. I'm looking at a magazine.
I know you're trying to multitask, but guess what? I'm going to hit your ass with the... fucking virgin.
Hey, listen,
yeah.
I just was listening to the last thing you had going on.
Got it.
I'm already used to it now.
I know. So you was
now.
Like, you knew it was coming, right? You
I knew it was coming. I just was waiting for it to come because, you know, I'm a virgin on the show, too.
Yeah, I know. I was like, how am I going to sneak this in here before you try to hang up and shit? Because I know it's a lot of other virgins on, so they're going to try to get out of it, but
No. We'll get you all.
I'm going to call it gunshots, though, because I don't want to get spanked or none of that. We just going to call that gunshots in the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the gunshots.
It's a good
me,
thing,
so.
Though. It's a good thing.
Getting spanked?
It's not that bad.
Oh, no. I'm a grown-ass man.
Even grown men get spanking, so don't go there.
Look,
Mayo
taking
on some old. Y'all
we talking about
subject, man. Y'all
on
some old freak shit.
We do gotta ask you the question. We do gotta ask you the question of the day, which is, I would love to fuck the shit out of
fire.
See, why are you saying that?
You opened up the door for that one.
Yeah, I did. It don't have to be me though. It could be anybody.
He already answered. You can't change.
I already answered it.
That's not fair. It can't be me, though. It has to be
you. You didn't specify that it couldn't pick you.
All right, I set myself up for that. I got to make the room clear next time, huh?
Hey, listen, even if you would have said that, that would have still came out my mouth.
That's not fair, though.
Why can't I pick who I want?
Because I'm one of the guests. I'm the host. You can't pick one of us. That's not cool. I'm eliminated once, you know.
Hey, bro, you got your answer as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to contest that one. She didn't make that clear, so it's already too late in the game to switch it.
Yeah, I can't it. But make sure you send your stuff. You said, I'm going to check it. You know I'm going to dig in your ass if it's not there.
I know. I'm already.
You know it's
not
there. You
might
as just tell me now.
Hey, listen, it's there. Check it. Hey, look, I know y'all got the little good iPhones or the Blackberries or whatever y'all got. You know what I mean? I know y'all got good phones. So I know y'all can go ahead and log right on.
I will be checking. I'm not going to do it now, because I got a lot of stuff open already. But I will be checking in. Plus, some people texting me right now and all that stuff. So I will check, though. Trust me. And I will be hitting you up. But we appreciate you calling through. And
yeah, anytime, man, anytime. Next time we got to make it like a conference call so the whole gang could be on.
That sounds good.
The whole gang got to be on.
Definitely, definitely. All right, that's what's up.
All right, for sure. So y'all be cool. No doubt, anytime.
All right, bro, take it easy.
Okay.
All right, bro.
In and out radio.
He got you with that.
Yeah, he did, man.
You didn't even see that coming.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. We're going to take another call at 7847. Air it out radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I get a request for Dom Shiz?
Who?
Dom Shiz, I want to request a song I Get Paid by Dom Shiz.
I don't even know who that is, love. Who's Dom Shiz?
You just interviewed him right before him.
Are you talking about DSF? Oh, you talking about V. V. Is that who she's talking about? Max.
I know we did V, then we did Garcia.
Yeah. I don't know who she's talking about.
Oh, sorry, I don't know then.
Okay, well. Okay. 11111, I don't know. I think this is E-Burners, but I'm not really sure. Ed, our radio. Hello?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, Berta? Or is that Molly? I can't tell the difference right now.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up? This Shank.
Oh, Shank? You said Shank?
Yeah, this Shank.
Okay.
A.K.A. Mr. President, A.K.A. the Messiah, HMO Records. I'm here. What's good?
Okay.
Let's hear it out.
A.K.A. a virgin. Sorry, I had to get you. Because I know you've been listening, so I'm trying to, like, get y'all before y'all.
That's the virgin thing. I already know. I broke my virginity.
I don't have any of your music, do I?
No. I'm a virgin to the radio station. I got to check it out, see what it's feeling for. I was on here last week. I think the caller that called up right before me, I don't know who that was, but they was trying to request a song from Dom Shiz.
Yeah.
I don't know. You probably know him as Dom. He called the show.
Yeah, I know Dom. Yeah, because that's what was throwing me off. I was like, who? I know Dom, but we don't really do requests here anyway. So, you know.
Oh, I don't know. He must have got somebody to call the radio and they thought he
had
his song or something like that.
I mean,
but
yeah.
Huh?
Well, he got to send me some more stuff because it's not an MP3. So, you know, me and him talked. But
yeah, he's probably on the line. I'm pretty sure
he
listens.
He probably is. So you rap? What you do? You sing? What?
Yeah. I rap. I make music.
Yeah?
Put it like that. I make music.
Okay.
Good music.
We can get a freestyle from you.
Yeah, a couple things, a little interview, questions, find out what's up with me, whatever y'all need.
Okay. All right. Well, it's up to you. You want freestyle now, or you want to?
No, we can save it for later, because I'm pretty sure the people going to want to know who I am before I just start rapping and everything.
Tell them again who you are and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, the name is Shank, S-H-A-N-K-K, for those who don't know. You know, 2 K's, a lot of people forget the K. I've been on a lot of people's CDs, they leave one of the K's off. I got to start reminding them to put the other K on there. But, I'm trying to be active CEO of my label, HMO Records, hold my own, you know, right here out of North Philly, you know, got my own website, trapfiles.com, ran by my man TV, your PC, my man Dom Shiz, we all under the HMO umbrella, we just doing our thing easily, got a lot of different flavors, you know, we just hitting them hard right now, you know, could look us up, anything y'all need.
Okay, there you go. Make sure you send some music to itsair.radio@gmail.com, too, next time. Or hit me up on Facebook or Max to get the info.
Yeah, all day.
Okay.
All day. Y'all have fun probably by tomorrow.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. You know, all just right. So the people have something to look forward to, though. Check it. I'm in the future on this. I'm ahead of my time, yo. But even though I rhyme, I'm more like Primo. That's like them cowboys, the bullets from this nine, yo. That's my safe auto, just in case. But I ain't talking about no car, though. I'm packing like cargo. Headed to the top. If I go, then we all go. But everybody y'all know. Everybody can all go. So they play their part, yo. Blessed with a team of who I feel is all law, yo. Yeah, it's all law, yo. Won't obey the law, no. But Lord knows we know our rights and we know what's right. Even though we do what's wrong, yo. All we trying to do is get our families long gone, yo. Trying to get the mansion, but we'll settle for the condo. So from now on, it's going to cost to have a convo. Better come correct. If it ain't
about,
though, nigga, I'm gone.
Air
it
out,
okay.
Yo, you know.
Air it out, radio.
I like it. He was really right in.
Yeah, he was. So, that's what's up. Hopefully, Dom will be on and then, you know, make it official.
Did he answer?
No, he didn't. We got to ask you the topic of the day.
What's that? I would love to fuck the shit out of blank. You fill in the blank.
Oh, say that again one more time.
I would love to fuck the shit out of, and you fill in the blank.
If I had to go off the top, I'd probably be good with Megan. Megan's good right now. Just off the top.
Already
you know,
said
a lot
that.
Of people, but
yeah,
just bring somebody out there, Megan's good, you know.
I told
like
you
TV.
Megan's good, is it true?
Okay.
You're 2 for 2 on Megan good now. Thank you, bro.
2 for 2.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
I know what I be talking about. Megan
Alright, okay. I'm not saying she's ugly or nothing. Okay.
I told you when nobody gonna see Halle Berry tonight.
I guess maybe they getting tired of Harry. Halle, you know shit. You know what I mean.
Harry Berry.
Air it out radio, 5789, air it out radio. Okay, we'll come back to you. Let me go take this 1772 because you was on before and you dipped off on me. Air Dot Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
How
What's
are you?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Toxic.
Toxic. Okay. We just did an exclusive with you.
Sure did.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Just working on, you know, music and working on the fashion line.
Okay. You know what? Isn't she a virgin, too?
My what?
Aren't you a virgin, too? Yes, you are a virgin, too. So. Yeah, you're a virgin. Look, you're a virgin to our show. You're not a virgin to the exclusive. I mean, yeah, the exclusive, the edition, but you're a virgin to this show, so. I had to hit you with that. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was like, huh? Didn't I speak to you before? Like,
no, I know, but you know what? You're a virgin on this show, so we had to bang you. So, anyway, let's ask her the topic of the day.
Yeah, the topic of the day is I would love to fuck the shit out of, and you answer.
Myself? I don't know.
Oh. I feel so cheated.
You know what? I know.
I feel so cheated. She said myself.
You know, I would have never even thought that. I got to start making these rules clear. See, y'all getting away with murder over here. Getting away with murder.
Can we let her get away with that, though?
I know. Yeah, you got to say a person.
Yeah, a person.
Yeah, you got to say a person.
That ain't you.
Yeah. Come on, give it up.
I don't even know.
Fantasy guy.
A guy. What?
A girl or I don't know.
A girl.
I mean, you said guy like it was ill. Like,
yeah, she thought she was offended. A guy.
Yeah, he was like, a guy.
Like,
so, I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Men are so mechanical. No. I don't know. How about Barack?
Barack? Okay.
Barack said yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
He's a baby, just policy.
He probably a freak, though. You never know.
What do you mean, probably? Have you seen his wife? I should have said Michelle for my answer.
Yeah, Michelle's hot, though.
Yeah.
And
she a hot cougar, boy.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know. But anyway, boo, I know you got the album and everything coming out. You want to talk about that real quick?
Sure. Well, the album will be coming out after the mixtape, but the album is going to feature all original music, and it's going to showcase me rapping along with me singing. So it's going to be a mixture of pop, rock, R&B, and soul, basically.
Okay. Pop, rock, and soul. And everybody knows that, you know, you are down with the Astronauts, but if they don't know, they know now. So, which is, explain to everybody what that group is basically all about.
Well, it's a team, basically, like you have your Junior Mafias or your Young Monies. Well, I'm the only female so far, but we have a lot of us, you know, rap and do other things. And we also have clothing lines and stores at a sneaker villa downtown. So we doing big things. They, of course, had a song with Gilly the Kid, a few other artists. So you can be hearing about them. You know.
That's major, Gilly. Okay. So I know we're going to get into one of your songs. Which one are we playing tonight?
Pick one.
There you go. Well, you know what? I like cricket, so we're going to play the cricket song.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. Did you hear the cricket beat? Yeah, you know I'm a beast. Killing my west, making faint in the east. Yes, I'm fresh to death for the feast. Toxic biohazard just been released. All black skinnies and all black gloves. Pulling on the block, yeah, I'm hanging with the thugs. Don't get it twisted, feel fire than the doves. Even when they cry, Prince still show me love. For all my haters, it's about a showdown. Hear them crickets, it's about dark, man, you feel my buzz. It's about a shakedown, I see my haters. It's about a thumbs down, now I got them hot away like Dan Frank. Cause I'm setting the currency, Ben Frank. Don't wanna step to me, I'm like a shark tank. Now he run like Forrest, not Tom Hanks. La la, new money, la la, the cheese. La la, new money, la la, the cheese. Oh my God, why your pockets so fat? Oh my God, why your pockets so fat? Huh, yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Gucci. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Louis. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Gucci. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Louis. Pause for a minute, maybe they can catch up. I rock and rock Crumbies, so they tryna fetch up. At ease, cause I will paint a hair to catch up. Put it in the bit and flip it, I betcha. Never underestimate this opponent. Cause I'm stacking papers and I know you want it. My life is green lights, so I never take a moment. In my own lane, haters on the pavement. For all y'all lanes, I leave them in the dark. Tell them biddies calm down, cause Tasha will bark. I steady holding flames, they only made sparks. I'm a walking ATM, you see my trademark. Face here stepping, ain't nothing you can tell me. I spot a brought and ain't nothing you can tell me. I can make it rain so the haters just tell me. I know I'm the ish and you can just smell me. La la, new money, la la, the cheese. La la, new money, la la, the cheese. Oh my God, why your pockets so fat? Oh my God, why your pockets so fat? Huh, yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Gucci. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Louis. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Gucci. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Louis. You can hate all you want, but it don't affect me. Especially when I switch your lanes in my new Lexi. Your man think I'm cute, I guess he wanna text me. I never give out the map, so he can't trust me. It's toxic and I'm in the building. Lambo colors looking like a chameleon. My money kinda foreign, you could call it Brazilian. My swag really count, you could call it a million. I'm presidential, like my name is Obama. Except I won't hesitate to give a hater trauma. I'm a rebel, it'd be hard to find you. So stop acting hard, cause this ain't drama class. I know I'm in my own lane. Saw her at the face, boo, cause you look plain. Hijack my swag, cause it's fired in the plane. About to lower your self-esteem, hater, cause you rain. La la, new money, la la, the cheese. La la, new money, la la, the cheese. Oh my God, why your pockets so fat? Oh my God, why your pockets so fat? Huh? Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Gucci. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Louis. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Gucci. Yeah, I rock skinnies and yeah, I rock Louis.
Air It Out Radio. What's good? It's that chick Fire.
It's Max still the guy. You back up in here.
Yeah.
We still got more guests for y'all. We got DJ Sparkle. We got
DJ Sparkle.
Kim King.
Yeah. We got one of our guests on the line
she
already. Yeah, she on right now. So about time. No, I'm just kidding. She's just getting on. So anyway, we're gonna get into Miss Kim King. How are you?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Not much. I heard you, Fire. I know. I was coming.
Nah. You on the money. So.
So good to talk to y'all.
Yes, finally. Finally. I've been trying to get you on for a minute, but you here now, and that's all that matters.
Right.
So, what's going on? Where's the music?
Well, what? I mean, the CD is officially done. Her Majesty, Kim King. Everything's in the workings right now. Hopefully, the CD will be out by the beginning of November. That's what we're looking for, the drop date around that time. So, I mean, it's coming, and it's hot. It's real R&B music.
What's the title of it?
Her Majesty.
Wow.
Her Majesty, Kim King.
And what made you come up with it?
Because it sounds hot.
Because I know the Kim is the king part, but, you know.
I mean, like, basically, it was just like thinking of my name. Kim King, Her Majesty. The original, we actually was thinking about naming the CD The Inspiration because a lot of people were inspired when they heard, you know, a lot of my songs. Like, dang, I should probably get back into it or, you know what I mean? That pushed me to want to do this. But we want Her Majesty because it's like my way. The whole CD is my way and it's what I want. It's real, you know what I mean, topics, what's going on in my life, and it's the way I wanted it. It's almost like I'm Her Majesty.
Right. Okay. So are you saying you got more control over this album than your previous albums? Is that more so what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure. Arranging, production, everything, writing, I have a lot, you know what I mean, I have a lot of control over it. And it's real, like I said, it's real topics.
Okay.
So she what you call a focus artist. She don't just sit there and just tell us, like, write. She say, I'll write what I want to write about.
Yeah.
Go somewhere.
Yeah.
I like that.
And a lot
like
of people
that.
Can relate.
Right, definitely. So I know I was reading your bio and everything. You went to school. You went to college for criminal investigation. I mean, like, you ain't no
I'm
dummy.
I'm still in school right
oh,
now.
Oh, you still in school? Okay.
Yeah, just made Dean's List. Woo!
Right. And you started out doing gospel?
Yes. Started out in the church.
I can hear that in your voice, though. I can hear that all in your voice.
What does that mean? I'm just new.
Yeah, dummy.
Nah, you know what? Some people got that church bearing voice, like you.
Oh,
know,
okay.
You know that they come. You know they come.
You sound like you're finna beat somebody up if anything.
No. No.
No, not at all. I'm a lover, not a friend.
So, what's the hardest part about being an R&B singer?
I think. This is probably the same thing I've heard from a lot of female artists. The business being a male-dominated business.
Mm.
It's really, like, it's not hard, like, excruciating pain, you know, stuff to go through, but it's, you know, you kind of got to, you have to maneuver a lot of situations because of men in their state of mind about you being a woman. But
right.
That's like, the mainly the hardest thing for me, getting, you know, people past the fact, like, all right, yes, I'm a woman, but this is business. Let's cross our T's and dot our I's.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
That's like mainly the hardest part, but you're able to get past it.
Right. So what's one of the things that you do? Because I know you perform and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the things you like to do before you go on and perform?
Pray. Oh. I love to get a good prayer, and it kind of calms me down. Because right before I hit the stage, the last show I did was the Frankie Beverly and May show at the Dell East. I believe that was on the 5th of September. But right before I went on, I was like a nervous wreck because, you know what I mean, that crowd ended up being 12,500 people. And
wow.
I went from 100 to 12,000, so it's like, oh. But, you know what I mean, I calmed down and got a nice prayer in and was good. You know what I mean? It just like really calmed me down and brought me back to earth, and I was able to do my thing, so. That's the one thing that I absolutely love to do before I go on.
Right. I had a lot of people ask me, is Kim King your real name? So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, that was one of the questions.
She was born with her stage name.
I know, right? There you go.
Yeah, that's funny. We had a couple of issues in the beginning because I kind of didn't want to go with it because it was my real name, but it was like nothing else that really could explain me but me, Kim King. So,
right.
That's how I'm gonna stick with it.
I know Power is the man behind the scene.
Mm-hmm. Powerful
Escrow.
Music.
Exactly.
Yes. Escrow Studios, yes.
Exactly, exactly. Tell everybody where that's located so we can get him some shine.
Escrow Studios is actually a great studio. It's on Hartell and Oxford up in the Northeast, Philadelphia. It's over top of a car fixing place, but like I said, it's a really great studio. The sound, wonderful. You can find it at Oxford Hartel.
Yeah. And I go there myself, so, you know, it's definitely,
yeah.
I could definitely co-sign for that.
We've done a lot of great work out of there. Yes.
Yeah. Power is definitely talented. You know, he does what he does. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very talented at what he does. And especially, you know, a lot of people say when they hear my CD, like, he put a lot into the mix. Like, he does his thing, perfection, making it sound good, and that is one special thing about my studio sound, great for quality. You know what I mean? The talent is there, but the quality is wonderful.
Thanks
to Power and Escrow Studios.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
So who was one of your main influences in the industry now?
In the industry now, my main influence is Mary J. Blige. Only because she's been through so much. And people have said so much, but, like, out of everything, she always comes out of it, and she's always on top, and she's an icon, and you know what I mean? Like, that's my main inspiration. Like, I just saw her perform at the VMAs with Drake and Swizz Beatz.
Yeah.
I remember I was just looking at the TV like, you know what? When I grow up, I want to be Mary J. Blige.
You said when I grow up.
But you know what I mean? Like, just her whole swag, her whole everything from the way she sings to the way she holds herself, the way she keeps her business out of the paparazzi's way. You know what I mean? Like, that's my inspiration.
That's true. She do keep her business.
Except
when
really
it was JoJo and Casey, except when all that stuff was going down. But
right. Right.
Other than that, she's been kind of squeaky
clean.
Well,
she's sober now. She know how to control her business.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, you know what I mean? That's why she inspires me, because she done went from that to this, and this is so much better and bigger than that. So, that's
right.
What I'm talking about. Progress.
Okay. So, what else should we expect from you besides the CD, the mixtape, or whatever? What else are you trying to do?
Right now, my main focus, honestly, is shows. If I'm not in the studio, shows. I do have a show coming up on the 3rd. Friday is the 1st, 2nd, 3rd. I'm sorry, I should have known that, but it's on the 3rd at 49th Parkside. This is a Headbanger Entertainment show. It's like a comedy show, and basically, I'm opening for comedy shows. I'm not really sure of the comedians that's going to be there.
Oh,
but,
I think
you know,
I see that.
Yeah.
What's that African
Tommy
dude
Bradley.
Name? The black dude?
Michael Blackson.
Yeah.
He is fucking hilarious.
Hilarious, yes.
He is.
But like I said, I really don't know which comedians will be there, but it's a Headbanger Entertainment situation, and Tommy Brown is, you know what I mean, holding it down, and I'm definitely going to be on that show on Sunday.
Right.
So if anybody's available, you can check me out.
Definitely. And make sure if they want to collab with you, make sure you tell them where they can find you and everything.
Well, you can right now you can find me at Facebook.com/KinkerK, KinkerK. Kim So Going King is my name. Also, you can find me at TheWonderTwins@gmail.com, and that's TheWonderTwins @gmail.com. That's Power. You know what I mean? Like, you want to talk to him about anything, you can definitely holler him.
She said you want to talk to him, baby. And make sure y'all get at her for some hooks or whatever. You know, she's free. And, you know, she could do some songs for y'all reference or whatever. I use her myself, so I could definitely co-sign for her. She's very talented. So, you know, I got to represent for you. But I do got to hit you with the... Sorry. I'm sorry. I can go. You're a virgin. You're a virgin to our show. That's what we do.
Yes, I'm a virgin. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I got to know, like, you got any beef with anybody? Because, you know, we nosy. Well, I'm nosy.
Beef?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the music stuff, no.
I know it's hard for the R&B chicks to have beef, right? Like,
oh,
they don't really.
Did you just talk
about beef, right?
Mary don't. Yeah, but that's not really no beef.
Yeah, now.
She wasn't really beefing.
Yes, she was.
No, we talking about with girl on girl type beef.
Girl,
why
girl
you think she
beef.
Got them scars on her face?
No.
You know what?
Silly.
No, I mean, like, I don't have no beef. I really don't have no beef with nobody. Like, everybody I've run into, it's a good situation. I'm kind of a people person. But,
So, what about a man? You got a man?
Nope.
They wanted to, look,
girl,
I got a couple questions from people, and they wanted to know, so I had to, you know.
Do I got a
liver?
No, I'm single. By choice, though.
Okay.
So, it's all about focus, and, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind a good friend or whatever. Nice to chill, talk or whatever, but I'm cool.
There you go. So we got to ask you the topic of the day, which is I would love to fuck the shit out of who?
Ooh. Am I corny for making a list? I'm
no,
sorry.
You can only take one person. It can be anybody.
Okay. I'm going to say
hopefully
out of my
we
list.
Know them.
Hopefully. Okay. Well, no. Honestly, I think I would love to fuck the shit out of Waka Flocka.
Ew.
It's a shame.
I'm going to smack you.
It's a shame. Honestly, I'm not even going to hold you fight.
What the hell?
Listen.
Y'all
no, listen. Hear me out on this one.
Hear it out radio.
Oh,
hear me out on this one. Now, listen. Like, Waka Flocka, I see the struggle. I see the hunger. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a struggle.
Yeah,
he's
I see
to get
it, too.
But it's
like,
hungry.
Hungry.
It's not about that, though. Like, he looks great. What that man is sexy. If he be quiet.
You know what? I
don't
think
say
he probably is a nice-looking guy. If he shaved the dreads, like, I can't get past that.
I like that. That's cool.
Oh.
Is Max cracking up like that now?
Yes, he is. He's turning red and he's yellow.
I'm it's just like that really just threw me like, oh man.
I know.
I didn't see that coming.
You know what, Kim? I would have thought you would have picked like somebody like gorgeous.
I mean, Waka Flocka is gorgeous.
He's gorgeous to her. She allowed.
Okay, you're right. Everybody got.
I'm not. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Not to down anybody, but you know what I mean. Like, I wouldn't turn that on the radio first. I wouldn't turn them on, but. As far as videos go, I definitely sit and watch it on mute. The man is gorgeous. What?
Don't watch
no.
You on mute. Hold on. I'm done with her.
God.
I am done with
okay.
her. Oh, my goodness. She said I would watch him on mute. like if he was there, just, nigga, don't say nothing. Just
don't say nothing. Just stand
oh
there.
My God.
All he can say is, mother. That's all he can say.
Oh, my God. I would have never...
Yo, she real as it gets, man. I bet with it. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Kim, well,
I love you guys.
Are you going? I know we were talking about you spitting some acapella stuff for us before we get into your song.
Yeah.
That would be nice, yeah. Though. Bless
you. Well, this song is it's called State of One. Shout out to my homie, Million Music, because he helped me with this joint. I absolutely love this song. It's off my CD, Her Majesty. So, go a little something like this. I got a little detail.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, we're not even doing all that anymore. Where this stuff went wrong. But anyhow, my baby got me going crazy. Got me making friends with him lately, yeah. Feeling like I'm in love. Saying real love. I get all into when he comes around. Back down feet. Off the ground, wasn't searching, but I'm glad I found you.
Okay. You showing us. That's okay, though. That's okay.
That's
because
we'll finish watching Waka Flocka on video.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, but...
uh-huh. Don, oh, I got a text from Don, and he said, save me.
You know what, Don? Shout out to Don, super ready to see.
He is so silly.
You know what, Don?
So, let me find out. Anyway, go ahead and get into your single and let everybody, go ahead and introduce it to everybody.
This song right here is called FOH, and everybody know what that means. fuck out of here. This is what I'm saying to him when I'm done with him. I want to fuck the shit out of him and fuck out of here. Stay tuned. Shout out to Crazy Girls.
Radio.
That's my new anthem right there.
Shout out to Kim King on that one. Loving
F-O-H.
That.
O-H.
Yes. I'm liking it. We're going to take a call of 5270 Air Out Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up with the what's up? Yo, next time somebody call and ask for my song, I like you don't know who I am.
Man, you ain't say nothing, nigga.
Well, man, I sent you them MP3s. What's up with it?
Ah, boy. First of all, introduce yourself to the guest. Stop being rude.
All right. Well, to the guest, y'all already know Showtime Dom in the building. Dom says HMO stand up. You know, we here. But,
And you sent your stuff in too late, and I told you it was MP4. And I checked the email, and it wasn't there.
You don't see that new MP3?
It's
like
probably there now, but while we in the show.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I sent a joint there for my man, Shank, that was online earlier.
Yeah.
My representative, she got a joint, Trapology. That joint's crazy. We're going to shoot a video for that soon, too, real soon. Send that in for y'all. And I sent in a joint with me, Mudder, and Shank. It's like a vulture. Y'all know that Diddy beat? Show you how to move in a room for a vulture. That
joint? Oh, yeah. That's my shit, too.
Yeah, that's your shit. Well, you will like it better when it's drawn. That's drawn crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tommy, you at least going to freestyle tonight.
Oh, yeah, give it up to Mother Small. See what I'm saying? That's my youngin'. She's a little book right now. She's doing a little tiz on, but, I mean, she be out soon. Yeah, it's a girl. But she's the hardest bitch alive.
Oh, yeah?
Threw any bitch out in rap and bottom line.
I got a couple chicks that might want to get her.
Ask my man Garcia about her. She know about her. That's Garcia's cousin.
I might got somebody to get up on her. I don't know. You ain't hear Miss Hustle on last week. Was she on last week or the week before?
She got the hottest bitch on our team right now. I'm telling you,
okay.
Man. This book right now. Wait till she get home. She get on here and throw some flames at y'all.
Okay. All right. Well, you going to spit something for us tonight?
If you don't want me to spit, you know I can't say no. You know what I'm saying? That's just fraudery of me being a rapper.
Air it out radio.
See, I be tuning it to the left, and I be tuning it to the right. See, I be tuning it so rocket, even tuning it on the mic. Like, here we go with another flow. You know, Dom, I love that, though. I don't care if she hate me. You shorty, she love it, though. She don't even want no double baby girl. Just want to go to the crib. And the rest of them, they want to know. Bottom line, I don't think you want to know. You want that hoe, me, I want it done. And then I tell her to get up and go. Chum, chum, I get the boom, boom. I tell her zoom, zoom. Then I bring another girl back to the chum room. Dom Hester, hater, I grind extra. Do anything else outside of my grind extra. Keep a little money on the side so you can touch ya. But it's gonna cost you the fucker. Me, I'm about my business and you know I got the mucker. Gotta keep it moving, not to rush ya, but I tune.
Okay, all right. That's what's up. Let everybody know where they can reach you at.
And y'all already know, hit me up, Tom Shiz on Facebook. You know, I'm about to drop. It's showtime. In storage real soon. My man, Pat K. Ruggy, posting that thing, so y'all look out for it.
Shout out to
Ruggy. Give a shout out to my man, Garsh, that was online. Shout out to my man, Shank, that was online. You know what I mean? Everybody else that I know that was on here that I ain't here. And shout out to that fan that said they want to hear some dumb shit. And
yeah,
you know, couldn't know who I was.
Trying to be fashionably late and stuff. Now, I mean, you missing your own fans and shit.
I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
I was like, who the hell is she talking about?
I know, I heard it too. I'm like, oh, okay.
But you know what, she can't be that much of a fan.
She
can't be that much of a fan because she can't even remember your own, she don't know your own voice. Because she was like, he was on just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, right. No, I think I know who that was. Like, I don't know who that was. But
yeah.
I know that. But it is, though. They know. They listening.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, though. All right, babe, we're going to let you go. We're going to hit these callers up. It's crazy. Send that. I'm going to check my email and everything and make sure you got that music in there.
Most definitely. And call me up tomorrow. Make sure you got them MP3s in. Y'all ain't give me the question for tonight. Damn, I was ready for it.
I'm so sorry. We're so rude. I would love to fuck the shit out of who?
Nicki Minaj. Oh,
I knew that was coming.
I'll wait for somebody to say it.
Yeah.
Nikki. She's just so perky. Why not? Like, wow.
Okay.
I see it soon.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I definitely see it soon.
Hey, man.
Yeah, y'all look out for y'all boy, man. I'm going to throw some flows at y'all every time I drop on here, man.
I hope so. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, babe. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, y'all. Be cool.
Okay. All right. Air Dot Radio, we got some 111s. I have no idea, like, if y'all blocking it or whatever, but we just going to go to it. I have no idea who it is. Air Dot Radio, 111111111111. Is this you, Brenna? Hello, Air Dot Radio. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we hear you. You there? Okay, we're going to go to the next one. It's another 11111. Air Dot Radio.
Yo, what up? Who that? Yo, what's going on? What's good?
He talking about who that? Who that's Berna?
Yeah, this is Berna.
He talking about who that? You were so soon.
Come on, man.
You a regular. Come on.
What's good? What's good with y'all, man?
What's going on with you?
What's up with this 111 shit?
Yeah. I have no idea. We know who it is.
This is
Berna. You kept saying it's this number, and I was like, I don't see it. I do not see it.
Yeah, no, I was calling from my house phone, and that wasn't coming up. Oh, y'all gotta get that fixed. Get it together.
Why gotta be our fault? Maybe it's your phone. Maybe your phone is blocked. automatically.
Nah, not my house phone.
Yeah, house phones can block. Like, my number will block automatically. You have to unblock it.
Nah, my phone not blocked, though.
Okay. All right, well,
I don't think so.
See, they see.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm tripping. I gave you the wrong number. My fault.
You're terrible.
That was 1156 number. It probably was on there. So. All
right.
Nah, because I just changed my number like 2 days ago. So.
So we're going to ask Matt.
What's up, my nigga?
What's up, cuz? I'm sitting
not
here. I'm
him
chilling, man.
Good. Biting his nails.
You in the zone, B?
Yeah.
You know how I go, man.
He chilling here.
I know.
He's definitely in his zone. So what's good? We're going to ask
back.
You the topic of the day. I would love to fuck the shit out of.
Damn. Wow. One person?
Yep. Just one.
I don't know. Probably somebody like Taraji or something.
Oh, Taraji.
Who's that?
Probably
the one from Baby
man.
Boy.
Taraji from Hustle and
Baby
Flow.
Baby Boy. You know, when she'd be like, oh, what's the chick name? Yeah.
The chick from Hustle and Flow, the one who got in the chain.
That's a shame. Hustle and Flow, the girl, the black girl.
Taraji Henson.
He's
still,
I think he still don't know who we're talking about.
No, I know you're talking about now. She all right.
She looks
yeah,
nice
she,
when she dies.
That's her class, I think. No matter of fact, can I retract that? Can I retract that?
Who you want to say now?
Somebody else. I don't want her. You hear me?
He just threw her out like a trash.
No, I take Sanaa Lathan. I take Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, Sanaa. Max is just looking like, damn, I should have said that.
Nah. I mean, Sanaa cool, but I saw she got man hands. You know, I got
oh,
a,
my God.
I got a hand in this thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
She look like she can,
she got man
like she been a mechanic all her life.
Damn. She probably was.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You went from the feet to the hands.
It's both, though.
Oh, my God.
It's both, though.
That's his preference. That's his pleasure.
I'm so sorry for the chick.
Dang it. He got the long thing, got the boomerang feet, huh?
Yeah,
exactly. See.
Well, she hit either way because you...
You feel my pain. It's like you pull the blanket off and her feet ain't right and all that.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
That's not right.
Negative.
That's not right.
Well, she might get it fixed. You never know.
She will get plastic surgery on her feet and her hands?
Some people do.
All right. Then she can go ahead. Then if that's the case, then we can play love and
what
basketball.
What if she got good feet and then don't have the, you know. What if
I'm
she
not,
got okay feet and then she got busted hands?
I'm not
going to
see
the feet because if the hand is busted, I'm not even looking past it.
Oh, my God.
your hand should not look rougher than me. I'm a man.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, it should look like you've been climbing trees and picking lice. I'm sorry.
Picking lice?
I like washing dishes,
you monkey
man.
Hands.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, they chew their nails up to the cuticle. I mean, like, no, nah.
Well, that's why they have nails in them.
I'll touch your palm, I'm supposed to feel the chill, not feel like I'm shaking my homie hand.
That was probably for that movie, man.
No, I seen her in a couple movies. I seen her in Aliens, Love and Basketball. It's her hands, bro.
See, now you're going to have me looking at the chick hands and everything next time.
What the hell wrong with your hands?
Yeah, right?
She probably was washing dishes before the movie, man.
Right. Oh, God.
Shout out to Megan Good. She got pretty feet and hands. I seen them both.
Well, Megan Good's a model, so.
What they got to do with it?
Because.
Yeah, I seen models with
her. Her forehead big as shit. I don't fuck with her.
I can get a pass on that. She can put a bang. She do her hair, put a bang. I can get over that.
Oh,
ain't no escape.
Well,
I got to hold your hand.
If you get headbutted, then you all right. You're going to be all right after you get headbutted or something.
She's actually rocking a short cut now.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Terrible.
You see that whole dolphin head.
Wow.
She got a whole
now
dolphin.
I'm going to be looking at her forehead. Her forehead wasn't that big, Brenna.
Shit. She got a five head.
No, Tyra Banks got a five head.
Oh,
it's a five and a half.
That thing like a seven head.
A watch, man.
Oh, Lord.
You can watch a movie on
What's
her.
What's up, man? Y'all, I ain't y'all on here doing y'all thing, though.
Yes, no. Did you call her old head? Did you call
I got both
old
my
head?
Phones on listening, like, damn, I can't even get through.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sitting at home like, damn, am I one of the 111s? You called the first one. I'm like, yo.
I don't know who the first one was. They still on here.
And we got another
but,
one.
No, that's the same one. Probably. Anyway, Brenna, let's get into your song or whatever. I don't know which one you want to get into tonight.
What
you got? These callers are getting crazy now.
What you got?
You know what
I
got. I
don't know what you got. No,
sure,
I don't.
I
sent you like 30 songs. I don't.
He want to hear Shake That Ass.
Shake That Ass? You played that already, didn't you?
Yeah. Max wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Who we could play whatever. Like, he got his for days. Check the Year. We didn't play that.
Who? Oh, Sexy Year.
Check the Year.
Go ahead, I guess. Whatever that
Come
is.
On, go ahead, I guess. You silly. Check the Year.
Check the rhyme, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, check 90. The rhyme, y'all. I'ma sing it back. Check the rhyme, y'all. My shit back in the day.
I know you
check the rhyme, y'all.
Cheers, my brother. We used to be on the motherfucking
had to tape. Had to tape out banging and shit like
on repeat.
Scoop and scrap on the shit, man. We made that whole
yeah,
damn drive on flesh. Take the right back. That same damn song.
Yo.
Back in the 90s, with cats were mad grinding. With cats using dope big guns, but they tried me. Go getters, work before the liquor. Trying to make a meal, selling jars of liquor. White tops, ACG, hot tops. Going to get a 40 from the nearest mom and pop spot. OE, but we call it the ing bing. That twist right there, make the old head sing. The good old days, had to fade with the waves. Short ass jeans with some fresh Dr. J's. The coast on the chest, this is how we dress. My mom used to say, that girl fresh. Stay away from her, but did I listen? I was trying to get cheap bills in the shared kitchen. That Super Nintendo had us niggas hooked. Stayed out all night and got our ass whooped. It was me, Eam, Raheem, and little Eric. Eam screamed the loudest, man, you had to hear it. Playing football on the museum front lawn. Every other word out my mouth was a yawn. Mom raised me well, talking smack to the bullies. It got me a rap, seen my first bully. Got my first piece, I did it once off. Shorty had to hold it, made my man soft. I became a man, grew some hair on my face. This beat took me back to a real familiar place. Come on.
Air it out, radio. Good, Brenna, I'm liking that one too. You got like a shitload of stuff here.
Yeah,
so,
enough was on E. Vernon's mixtape, Air Out Edition.
Yes, he's doing like 20 songs a day. He's crazy. So anyway, we're going to get into our next guest because the calls is getting ridiculous.
Who's
so
our next guest?
The next guest is DJ Sparka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Sparka.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on with you? I know we had you online on hold for a little bit. Apologize.
Good.
About that. So, we're going to get into you, the jack of all trades, the world
Jill.
Famous.
Jill of all trades.
Jill of all trades, I apologize.
Yeah.
Yes. What's going on with you?
Basically, you know, just trying to build, you know, my own type of thing, label, you know, pretty much everything, you know, because it's just, far as, you know, working with other people and doing things, it's just kind of difficult. So these days, you know, you got to basically build your own empire. So that's what
right.
I'm trying to do. But, you know, as far as musically, definitely, you know, always doing parties. Got the stimulus party, which is, you know, pretty much once a month. They also have two parties a month. And, you know, doing a couple things with some Breakers crews. You know, shout out to Ill Style and Peace Productions. Definitely, you know, I did a little something with them last year. They had, like, a tour going on for about 2 years. And that's just basically it, you know, just grinding and still, you know, working at the music, doing a little bit of production as well, just, you know, tapping into that a little bit. So we'll see how that pan out.
Okay. How did you come up with the name Sparkle and all that stuff?
Just Sparkle's my family been calling me that since I was, you know, younger, baby, so I just kept it, you know, as a DJ name.
Okay.
And
reminds me of my, what's that movie back in the day, Sparkle? Remember that?
Yep, remember that.
So I know you do a lot in your shows. Explain to everybody exactly all the stuff that you do if they were to hire DJ Sparkle.
Hiring DJ Sparkles, I mean, just as a DJ, you know, I'll come and basically play for the crowd, you know, try to keep people on the floor. That's the whole thing. And but as a show, I do a one-woman show, which is me and alter ego Plain Jane. And most likely, you know, it's turntablism, it's a little bit of rapping, and also, you know, two girls that break, you know, have them part of the show as well. And that's pretty much the one-woman show. But as far as DJing, you could definitely count on a banging party, you know.
Okay. So I know you said you do the stilts. You still doing the stilts or no?
What's the stilts?
Absolutely. Still doing, still walking. You know, that's before it was like with, oh, stilts. They like, you know, the tall, sometimes
the
you
clown.
See clowns. Yeah, but this is like African-American stilts, you know, ballet type. They have like homemade stilts. You know, you actually learn how to walk on, you know, regular sticks made out of wood, you know. And I'm still doing that, though, you know, pretty much as needed, if, you know, for specialty shows or whatever, if you just want to hire a stilt walker to bring, like, flavor to their show, I'll do something like that.
Right. Okay. So I know you do more of, like, the old school DJing, sort of, or, like, how would you explain which of your type of DJing is basically consistent of?
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it old school because you know why? I mean, everything these days, I have records, I have the Serato, I have any kind of music that people want to hear. You know, these days, it makes it so accessible for anybody to be a DJ and pretty much throw on, you know, records that was downloaded. But, you know, if I would say old school approach, I just basically came from that era where still got umpteen records, you know what I'm saying, crates and crates and crates of records. And, you know what I mean, I'm talking about thousands, 20,000, 40,000 songs, you know, on hard drive. So it's like, you know, pretty much same DJ style. I feel like, you know, just evolving into something different as opposed to just the DJ, because I feel like everybody is becoming a DJ these days.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. So exactly who are you feeling like as far as music-wise, who are you feeling? Because I know you a DJ, so you listen to a lot of stuff. So who are you feeling right now?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like, if I had to really say, I don't even know. I mean, I would say Red Cafe on some levels. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to be real. Some of the game now is a little crazy, but definitely, I mean, I'm a Jill Scott, you know, Maxwell type person, you know, so I'm listening to Neo Soul for my personal preference. But the people that's, you know, really hot right now, what people think are hot, quote unquote, you know, Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne's and Drake's and stuff, but I get bored with the same, you know, style over and over and over again.
Right.
So, you know, I don't really know.
Okay.
It's hard to call right there.
Are you putting together another mixtape or whatever, whatever?
Absolutely. I've been, like, out of commission with that for a while, but I'm trying to do just a mixtape once a month. I just did a mixtape with this a company called Tony Mans. They got a lot of independent artists trying to focus on, like, artists that's, you know, real got good talent and want to get up on these mixtapes, too, so it could be fresh and new and not just, you know, put out there with the DJ voice over it all the place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just kind of, you know, give artists the time to shine, so...
Definitely. Tell everybody about that show that you got coming up, the one you were telling me about yesterday.
Definitely. The 22nd of January, World Cafe Live. Definitely going to be doing first-time one-woman show, Plain Jane, DJ Sparkles, a little bit of turntablism, some emceeing, you know, maybe even have a producer up on stage, you know, doing some live drum beats, you know, right there on the scene with some cutting and, you know, basically some breakers. You know, we might have some two breakers up there. And that's just pretty much it. The One Woman Show, January 22nd at World Cafe Live.
On your mixtape, do they have to be R&B or rap, or is it could be both of them?
It could be any, you know, anything. Even poets, I'd love to have them do like interludes, you know, come in between. So
okay.
Yeah, pretty much any kind of long as it's they skilled in their craft, you know what I mean?
Right. Now I know you rap from time to time. Like, are you gonna take that on a little bit more serious now, or you just doing it whenever?
Like, yeah, I don't want to be considered a female rapper. You know what I'm saying? That line right there is crazy these days. It's hard breaking into the industry. Even people think it's cool and you can and it's so easy, but it's so, I just really want to do my show and be an entertainer, have a following that likes what I do or love what I do, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, travel with it. But I just don't want to fall into that, you know, we start falling in the categories. It's kind of hard, and you start to be molded to the way that people want you to be instead of just being you, you know?
Right. That's true. That's definitely true. So we definitely are going to get into your song. But to everybody – oh, wait, let's ask for the topic. I'm about to forget. I would love to fuck the shit out of
– Maxwell.
Max. Oh, he is sexy. He is. I ain't gonna front. He's sexy. He's so special.
She ain't even think about that. It's like she's like she had her answer pre ready.
You know?
There you go. Yep.
Damn, he is sexy. Now you gonna have me like, yeah.
She can't even sit on her chair now.
Look, I'm like, what was I about to do?
Wow.
Yeah, he is sexy, girl. I'll fail you on that one. So, let everybody know where they can reach you at before we let you go, and we're gonna get you to introduce your song and everything.
Definitely reach me on Facebook/WDWA Radio. You can definitely check me out on MySpace, Sparkles Lady DJ. You know, I'm still working on that website. DJSparkles.com is under construction right now, but check out Jill of All Trades Entertainment Group.com. And also, I do, you know, dog grooming, pet grooming. I love animals, my other passion. And
oh,
you can check out Sparkling Cuts. Yeah, Sparkling Cuts Dog Grooming right now. You know, something that I'm working on, so.
You got a website already.
You had a website for that, for the dog grooming, or no?
No, not right now. Still under construction.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that's what's up. All right, go ahead and introduce your song and everything.
Which one is this, the intro we playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little snippet, you know, I put together just a DJ Sparkles intros and most of her mixtapes, so when you hear this right here, you can definitely know it's me.
So for all y'all niggas out there that be popping shit, when the music go on, y'all listen to this, all right?
DJ ever, motherfuckers. DJ Sparkles, motherfuckers. Y'all know what the fuck it is. Women taking over this hip-hop shit. You
yeah.
See it?
I was all liking that.
Yes. Man, look. I was hype, Sparkle. What the? Man, that was too. Look. And I like Charlie Butts, man. Anyway, I was like, yeah. God, you just left me hanging like that. You know, we should have played the vocals, though, man. We
yeah,
the
song, whenever you can, yeah.
Man, let's get into it real quick, because I got to let everybody know that you rap, too, so come on, let's get into
that's
that.
What's up?
When it comes to the classics, you can call me the queen. Since way back with the crease in the jeans, I mean, since Wu-Tang, when I first heard Cream, I was trying to live out this American dream. Remember Jazzy Jeff and Eric B? When the DJ name came before the MC, I've been rocking them shells since Kool O.D. DJ be the realest bitch you ever did see. I'm on that.
Classics.
We want that.
Classics.
We need that.
Classics.
We on that.
Classics.
go to my mouth like the two pills. Cause it's too many MCs and not enough mics. Too many Lil Wayne's, they all sound alike. I remember looking at KRS, let others spit. The battle every one of them, I never will forget. We on that. We want that. We need that. We on that. We want that. We need that. We on that. We gotta pay homage to the old days. Cool them to the tactics. Attack it like it's drastic. If you want it, let's have it. Cause when I speak, it's for a reason. I follow it, but more like me. And I'm never slowing up, but more like beating. I'ma take your spot and you more like leaving. Keep the party rocking from the morning to the evening. We are so madness, we listen to the classics. We on that. We want that. We need that. We on that. We want that. We need that. It ain't nothing like hip-hop music. How you feel when you listen to it? Beat so fluid, flow right to it. It ain't nothing like, it ain't nothing like, yo. It ain't nothing like hip-hop music. How you feel when you listen to it? Beat so fluid, flow right to it. It ain't nothing like, it ain't nothing like.
Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to you. Yeah. I'm liking that. I'm liking that, Sparkle. That's nice. That's really, really
nice. I was about to put my four finger ring on and my Kangol, son.
That's that classic shit.
Shell tops.
Yeah. We're going to take another caller, 3076. Air It Out Radio.
Man, you know, it's realistic, realest nigga alive, man. I'm in the building.
You calling,
you know,
all different kind of numbers, huh?
Yeah. I've been calling from this one lately, though.
What?
I should know
okay.
My number by now.
No, you act like you call up here every Monday. No.
Man, I've been off, like, for a few times. Man, I'm on vacation, man. I've been chilling, like.
You've been on
I've
vacation
been
for a long-ass time.
I know, but I just can't help it right now. I'm just having so much fun, man. I'm out the hood right
mm-hmm.
now, like, just chilling, like,
mm-hmm.
fucking around, like.
Let me find out you hiding out. Tell him something. I'm just fucking with you.
He
I'm
running
from
Kate, just leave him alone.
Yeah, man. Don't
let me
you
find out. So what's going on with you?
Man, you
know you
just
you
chilling, man. Yeah, you know, I did drop a few new songs and shit. Got a few more to do, like, this weekend and all. But, yeah, just, you know, staying on my 1-2 thing, man. That's all.
Okay. You still ain't sent us no new stuff, so what the hell?
Oh, I meant to do that, man. I got. Don't you got that Just a Clown, though?
No.
You don't got that
no.
new John Just a Clown?
No.
All right. I'm going to send a few new Johns in.
No.
I got y'all.
Mm-mm. Well, answer the topic of today, which is I would love to fuck the shit out of.
I would love to fuck the shit out of Fire Chick. Man, fuck, you was talking this shit on my Facebook page.
Y'all can't save it.
Fire
Chick.
Oh,
y'all cannot
man.
Say me. You got to say, like, somebody else.
He already answered.
You was
though.
Talking
you gotta,
this
whole position
shit
time.
On my page, man. I would bend her over, like...
I'm about to mute him. You can't say me. I'm excluded
right,
from
right.
the deal.
On some real shit, though. On some real shit, I think it got to be somebody like Buffy the Body. Let me hit that one time. Just one time.
Buffy the Body. Okay.
Buffy the Body.
You know
one
Buffy
time.
is an honorary second because you know who you really picked. But you
yeah.
made him change his answer.
I did not.
You did.
I was just playing. I got to get
told
fired.
He couldn't have his
shit on my page. Like, I owed her one anyway.
Yeah, you got that off. That was really
funny. She kind of good with the jokes, too. Like, she got some sharp comebacks, hey, now. Anyway.
Exactly, of course.
I had to let her go one time. Like, all right, you got it. Like,
of course.
So.
You know, I got to keep up with y'all guys. Y'all be trying to manhandle me. So, but anyway, we're going to get into one of your songs. I don't know which one you want me to do, but...
What you got over there?
Come on, man. You already... You, the same stuff that been here for weeks. You
man,
already
I could,
know.
I could have swore...
I sent you something else, right?
No. You ain't been on your job. So how you swear you sent me something?
All right, then I guess I gotta give y'all at least a freestyle.
You know what we have? Okay, yeah. Do the freestyle. We always love them, of course.
All right, man. You know, realistic Willis nigga alive. Willis forever. New mixtape coming, man. I'll give him some bars.
What's the name of the mixtape?
I got my Willis forever. Yo, I got my weed and my Duchess. Plus, I got that green for the fiends that'll have you on your lean needing crutches. My team is the roughest. Mean motherfuckers. Acapella P, Rain Team, and the others. Yo, my man just said he seen undercover. So we hop in the whip to the fiend burning rubber. Just strip through all the green in the gutter. So when the cops searched me, I was clean as a mother. Yo. Man, these niggas never seen nothing hotter. Your boy got that white like Pina Colada. So holler at your boy if you need a supplier. Or holler at your boy if you in need of that fire. Bow down on your knees to that higher rapper. Y'all niggas need to retire. After what I'm about to do to you actors. Clap ya. Go on for the two like a basket.
Okay. Realistic. The realest
nigga
alive. That's a little night. It's so catchy. It's so catchy.
And I got a shout out Big Philly too, man. He been talking bad shit on my page too. That nigga missed the shit out me real quick. He getting real emotional right now, so I'm supposed to be home right now. He may have extended my vacation.
Yeah. I wonder why. All right, go ahead and introduce. Go ahead. I'm just gonna play something because you bullshit.
All right, well, Willis nigga alive, you know, whatever song she played, this off the new mixtape, Real is Forever, so.
We haven't heard this one anyway, so this is featuring MDOT.
All right.
15, I think. There it is.
All right, well, let's see, featuring my nigga MDOT.
Well, MDOT. Realest nigga in the world is there. Man, it's about to be my world premiere. I hope the world prepared. They try to get at me. Niggas try to distract me. Put me on camera and rock me like they did Hattie. But tell these motherfuckers that this daddy and I came to spank that ass. So get ready. I fell back. Let niggas shine. Let them niggas rap. Let them niggas rhyme. Now I can't let niggas fly. Cause they try and get over. They wanna have a nigga stressed for a file. But dog, I ain't stressing you guys. Cause I've been through real shit. A nigga seen death in these eyes. That's why I'm the only real nigga left here alive. If a nigga come to me, it's where the best of them die. Hit him with the left suicide. The last time I rumbled, I slipped and got punched in the eye. That made me put the liquor and the blunt to the side. Get the weight, get in shape, and go hunt for this guy. Found him on the strip, had to pound him with a stick. You ain't gonna take away my money and clown me like a bitch. It was only for a pound, but I ain't rich. It's a great perception, nigga. I'm down here on my shit. I ain't in my bag, I'm in my zone. Man of the house, and I ain't gonna have this in my home. From the hood, where they rumbling with gas, but the youngest keep a bundle with a crack. Your old head gave you something nice. How you fumbling with that? Niggas up on they grind, moving dimes for a check. Check, I got white, killer weed, so what you need? And hella haze, relax your mind and feel a breeze. It gets you high, yes, you're feeling big. You got bad chicks on your side, but you feeling me. Think I'm ballin' like Tennessee. See, I'm still in the hood, feeling what's good. Mad watch that spot, so they're filling with drugs. Rock out with them goons, gorillas and thugs. You think about making a move, they peeling your mug like black. Your homeboy just might crack. Sometimes I wanna bang on him, just like Shaq. Now how could you dislike that? Sell it all for the low, but I get right back. Send me something, round it all, flip it just like that. How you want it, I get it. About 100, I spit it. Deliver bullets like food in the stomach, you get it. Walk you down, chop you down, you the son of a midget. Got plans on coming up some bread, is you with it? And squeeze that potato on a biscuit.
Yeah,
I got you.
Let's go.
Yeah, I can kill him with that heady flow. Run up on his patio. But them niggas scared, them niggas weirder than daddy, yo. And I keep a backpack with the peace, man. Don't make it go catch a light like grease, man. Don't make me get up in my bag like meat, man. And let that chopper get the chopping to the heat jam.
spray y'all ass, spray y'all fast. Might kill a rapper with the AR ass. Cause niggas hatin', they say y'all mad. So I'ma beat that ass like I'm tryin' to play y'all dead. And tell them that I'm back, boy. And it's a rap, boy. Catch you in the city, you be windy. Trap, boy. Try trap, boy. I take you back to zero. I need that late night dope, that Black De Niro. I'm tryin' to be the kid like Gilly. Block ahead of Mills like Quilly. I live like Philly. Knowing any day could be my last day. Liquor in the cup, dust up in my ashtray. We coming up, now I'm fucking with the fast way. And yo, ain't nobody fucking with me, ask Jay.
Well, where
are the
niggas? My nigga,
now listen. God.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all check us out every Monday, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. We're going to take another caller, 6399. Air It Out Radio.
What's going on, Fire and Still? This is the Don.
This is Don?
The Don.
The Don. What's
yep,
going on?
Yeah, they're here, the best
kids. South Carolina, people. Right?
No, Tamar. Tamar Beats.
Tamar Beats.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got you.
The one that's opening up his own
the label.
Record label.
Yep.
See, I remember. You can't forget that.
Yeah. What's going on?
Do I got music from you?
Yes, you do.
Let me make sure. Oh, you know what? Because you called yourself Don to something.
Yeah, Dial the Don.
So what's going on with you? When's the album
dropping? Not much. Just left the studio.
Okay. When's the album dropping?
Oh, we're doing a label mixtape. That's going to be out the end of October.
Okay.
Yep, with all the artists on the label.
Where the heck is Marley at? I'm surprised he ain't calling.
He was just, in the studio with me. He's bootlegging right now, so.
Oh, you telling that man business and everything.
Yeah, man, he can tell us.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make fun of him tonight, watch. But anyway, he said, nah. We're going to ask you the topic of the day. I would love to fuck the shit out of.
I want to see how CeCe ride it. That's
Who?
Sierra. I want to see how she rides.
Oh,
ride.
Sierra.
I thought she was. Never mind.
No, she's not.
Oh, man, you know
she's
that.
Just a long
was on it. And Fifth was
so
on
she
it.
Not really
Come
a man?
On. Nah, she can't be. Nah.
That we know of anyway. No,
they said she was born with, you know.
That's what they said, you know.
So why would you pick her then?
Because I want to see how she's about
it. I would have picked anybody else but her.
Because he ain't trying to hear
I'm not going.
To him, that's a rumor.
That
don't count.
What happened?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So that's your final answer, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm riding with.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Look at me. I'm always trying to change our answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
See, if you picked you, he said fire chick, you'd be still trying to change his answer.
Yeah, probably would. But anyway, I don't know what song. Tell everybody where they can reach you at and all that stuff before we get into your song.
Facebook, you know, the best kept secret. You know, it's not spam on the picture. You might think it's some spam type of thing or something, but that's me. The best secret on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know what song we playing here. I got two of them. Three of them, actually.
We playing Toast to the Good Life featuring Rolex from Major Figures.
Major Figures, okay. KMOP,
hey, Rolex, you want to toast to this one? Hey,
let's go. This is a Shy Bro production.
Let's toast to the good life.
Hey.
Put your drinks up. Put your guns down. Spread that love around.
Hey.
This is how he does. I reminisce because I remember how it was.
Let's go to the good life.
Hey,
put your drinks up, sit your guns down.
spread that love around. Hey, this is how we does. I reminisce because I remember how it was. I remember back then before rap been, my push is track been. Now look where hat been. Money to the sky, your boy that fly. Soon as I touch down, I'm hopping in the ride. Into the wheel was I exit the leer. On my way to the club to show the city some love. By the bar route, that means drinks on us. I need a glass of that green guy. That'll have me grooving, on the floor moving. I don't even dance two steps as I should. With a drink in my hand, thinking ain't life good. Golf cause I could, do it like you should. I'm a boss, understood. Straight from the hood, real recognized real. Shorties wanna undress, I'm deaf, it looks chill. They checking me out, I'm checking the mess. To the telly that night, next day we gon' do it again. Go to the good life,
hey.
Put your drinks up, sit your guns down. Spread that love around,
hey.
This is how we does, I reminisce because I remember how it was. Let's go to the good life,
hey.
Put your drinks up, sit your guns down. Spread that love around,
hey.
This is how we does, I reminisce because I remember how it was.
I got dreams bigger than Biggie. Move out with Bad Boys and Diddy. My unit spend G's like we the club with 50. Rollie man, a rebirth, reloaded, and I'm so crispy. Couple blunts of Kush, popping bottles of Christy. All eyes on us, baby, now little mama jig with me. Sip, swallow, drink till somebody pissy. Now I'm trying to get busy, find a pussy cat out. Who's trying to get frisky? A little hug, little kissy kissy. Tonight, young play girl, so let's cruise the city. Forget them other fools, we talk if we live it. Two-step, it can't lose my pivot. One night at a bar, blow some major digits. So you rolling with the bosses or the midgets. Got a good life disease, you trying to get it? Hey, hey, let's go.
Let's go to the good life.
Hey,
put your drinks up, sit your guns down. Spread that love around.
Hey,
this is how we does. I reminisce because I remember how it was.
Let's go to the good life.
Hey,
put your drinks up, sit your guns down. Spread that love around.
Hey,
this is how we does. I reminisce because I remember how it was.
I came from nothing. Spit flame, took the hood chain, changed to something. Now all of a sudden, Benz all start. Push the button, top heel back, windows open. Hustler of the year, FBI scoping. Clutch time, crunch time, y'all choking. Set the stage is on fire, leave them smoking. You still hating, while we still toasting. Rolly man and the young dying, y'all gotta be joking.
Toast with me, if you agree. See the world in my view, put on your 3Ds. I'ma show you how to fall, from the sky money fall. Ladies going wild, I ain't mad at that. They bring that thing over here, that's where them real G's at. Got my eyes on the prize and I'm leaving with that. Now DJ, rewind and bring that back. The good life,
hey.
Can you relate to that?
Hey.
Let's go to the good life.
Hey.
Put your drinks up, sit your guns down. Spread that love around.
Hey.
This is how we does. I reminisce because I remember how it was.
Let's go to the good life.
Hey.
Put your drinks up.
Sit your guns down, spread that love around.
Hey,
this is how we does. I reminisce because I remember how it was.
Okay, okay. Down the dawn. Air it out radio with Patrick Fire, Maxfield God. Make sure y'all check out the website www.airitoutradio.net. Twitter us, Facebook us at Air It Out Radio. Shout out to Scoop. So I wanted to ask you one question, since you know we're asking two questions of the.
Oh, we're back on the second question.
Yeah.
I thought we was done with the roaches.
Yeah, we done with the roaches part. Anyway, so when is a good time for when is a good time for a female or a male to introduce their significant other to their kids and all that stuff?
I would say when you really decide to say it's going to be a committed relationship.
I mean, what if they say 2 weeks? Oh, yeah, we go together.
I think that's very, very too soon because it's like it's new. Y'all getting to know each other, and it's not really nothing settled yet. I think when it's concrete to the point where y'all might be ready to either move in or get close to that,
uh-huh.
You might want to say okay. Because you don't want to just have, like, just whoever you're dealing with around the kids.
Right, that's true.
So that time,
but it
like,
should be a time limit, isn't it? A time limit? 6 months, 3 months, a year, 2 years? What is it?
I don't know, because I think every situation is different. Like, depending on, like, how the household is, like, and what's going on. Like I said, if y'all just dating for, like, maybe a month and y'all just feeling good about each other, it might not be time just yet. But if y'all feel like, okay, it's in the air for both of y'all and y'all don't plan on going nowhere,
right,
then it's cool. Because you don't want to bring, like I said, you don't want to bring your girlfriend or your boyfriend around the kids and then a week later,
yeah,
it ain't quite work out.
You're like, Mommy, what happened to that guy that... That's why nobody ever really meets my daughter, ever. Ever. I'm like, uh-uh.
Unless you're strict, though, you cut them all off. Nah, you ain't
yeah,
going to work.
I do.
Good. You ain't going to work.
I do. It's like, you know, it's not going to work.
I'm afraid this ain't working with you, God.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to hit the call, the lineup. 8492, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio, 8492. Your last four digits of your phone number. Okay, why did you press one? So anyway, they will come back to you because, you know, some people, they be doing stuff and then they forget or whatever. But,
Shice, if you listening, bro, we here waiting on you.
Yeah, you're our last guest. Let me try this caller one more time. 8492.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
I want to hear what game? By the back.
He can't have people calling up. No, he just, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who are we talking to, sweetheart?
You talking to Gwen.
Gwen?
Yes.
Okay. Who, you trying to request something?
Yes, can I?
No, we don't do that request here. So
okay,
you calling for who, though? I'm sorry, so I could tell him.
The Dime,
okay. Yeah, he's getting a lot of love, though. Yeah, he was just on, sweetheart, and you just missed his song, too. Did we play his song?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
You want to ask
just
the question?
Missed
another
there?
Song called The Whip Game. I just wanted to hear it, but you didn't take a request.
Yeah, he ain't even played that one anyway. I don't even have that one in here anyway. We're going to ask you the topic of the day, if you don't mind.
I don't know. I'm just listening.
I mean, you can answer it if you want. If you don't, then that's cool, too. I would love to F the shit out of who?
Brad Pitt.
I
wow.
like how she just took an inhale. Brad Pitt. She
what happened to the brother? What happened to the brother?
Man, she picked what she wants.
I know. I'm just asking her. I'm just asking a chick.
It's 2010.
I like, you know, my white brothers too, but I'm just asking her, like, where happened
I like
to the brother?
Denzel Washington too.
Who? Denzel?
I like Denzel Washington too.
He washed up, though, to me. I'm
Denzel?
Sorry. Don't listen. Yeah, because he's
cool.
Like, I need some fresh meat and some new, like.
Wow.
He's been tampered with a lot. I'm sorry. But he is kind of old. Like, he's like an old pair of socks with holes in it.
Did you just call Denzel Bill Cosby for real?
Yeah, no, I didn't say that. You said but anyway. Hopefully he'll be on.
My sister named Trey Song.
Oh, see, there you go. Damn it, why didn't I say?
How she get three choices though?
My sister said Trey Song.
No, she said it. Her sister said it, not her. So anyway, make sure you call in next Monday because he'll probably definitely be on. We'll probably play whatever the song that was that you're requesting though. I apologize for not having that
it's
in here.
Okay. It's cool.
Yeah, but he's getting a lot of love so. That's a good look for him. All right, doll. So thank you for calling in. Make sure you check us out next Monday if you can.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Oh, he got a lot of love.
Call my number, right?
I should have clicked back on and be nosy. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website. Scoop's doing a hell of a job. Max Still, my co-host, he got a birthday coming up, y'all. He going to be 50.
That's Woo! Right. That's right.
Yes, 50.
I look good for 50.
October 1st. What do you want for your birthday?
I'm going to tell everybody, just give me Dimes and Haze.
Diamonds of Haze.
Keep it cheap. It's a recession. I don't need a big present.
You know what? That would have been the last thing on my mind. Why are you... I can see myself. Can you see me going to get weed?
No, no, I'm about to
can
say,
you see
I can,
me going
about,
to get
I
something?
I can't see that. You walk up this mile on the street trying to, they going to think you're a cop. Nah, man.
Yeah,
I ain't
right?
Got nothing.
Yeah, they going to be like, if you don't get your ass out of here, I would have to get somebody else to get it for me. Like, yo, you got that right? Got that right?
Nah, birthday card would be just fine.
Birthday card with no money. Yeah.
Hey, the car costs money. I know how times is.
Hey, you can get a car for like a dollar now to use. Really a good deal. All
right, then. Car with a chocolate.
You don't eat birthday cake?
Of course.
What kind of
I'm
cake
getting,
you like?
I'm getting a buttercream cake.
A buttercream cake.
Yes, with making good jumping out of it.
Yeah, okay. Do you like that icing with the whipped stuff? I can't eat that.
It really depends. Like, also, I like ice cream cake, too. But it got to be made right, though. Everybody can't, you know.
What's about that place, Tiffany's? I always go there and get my daughter's cake.
Tiffany's straight. Tiffany's in the gallery. Yeah, they straight. They straight. But
I can't eat that cake.
It's a place down South Philly, though. We go to get all our cakes, though, for real major. They did this one cake for my release party. It looked like a giant CD and everything. It was crazy.
Shut up, Berna.
Berna Wallen. Behind the scenes, y'all.
Yeah, he's bugging out behind the scenes.
Shout out to one of our guests, Shikes. I guess he had some trouble trying to get through the line tonight. He said he was busy every time he called.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're on from 10 to 1, so you can always still keep trying if you can get through. Like, I know in the beginning it gets kind of crazy. And then we was having some issues with the computer, so...
You know, some people got patience, though. They figure that they try, they can't get through. They say, you know what?
But you know what? This whole rap game and your career is all about patience. You got to have it.
Of course.
So if you don't have the patience, then you just, I don't know how far you're going to get.
I'm a poster child for patience, if y'all didn't know.
No.
I'm a poster child for patience.
Anywho, I got to see how much your patience really is. Okay, we'll see. But, you know, that's for real, like. No, that's whatever you do. If you
I'm
don't
serious.
Got the patience.
If you had to see half the people, I had to sit there and record and smile.
Well, that's part of your job, and you know you can't pay.
Yeah,
so
it's still patience.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely true. That is definitely true. You do gotta have a lot of patience to do that. So, what else are you gonna do for your birthday?
I'm nosy. I know. Like I told you earlier, I'm going out to Harlem on Saturday, but so I probably will still be in the middle of celebrating, but I gotta go out and do a video shoot for this Wu competition. So it's kinda like that's gonna be part of my that's a birthday present for me to me, I guess.
And how is that coming along anyway?
Competition?
Yeah.
Oh, we got seven more cities to hit, then after that the reality show starts and everything, so it's still in the early stages.
Yeah, so y'all having a reality show? What is that about? You ain't telling
sort
me about
of,
that.
You know how they do Making It a Band and American Idol, all that? It's,
yeah.
It's kind of in the same vein, but, you know, just that it's being done through Wu-Tang.
So I'm sitting next to, like, a star almost.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I might as well get my autograph right now.
Look, I hate stardom. Keep me away.
Whatever.
Keep me away.
I see Max, you're going to be like, you're going to have to talk to my manager and all this other stuff. I'll be like, what the hell? I really can't get through his phone now.
Oh,
phone
dude,
disconnected.
I'll be in the studio.
You got different numbers.
You be acting like I'll be taking it personal. Like, I'll be in the studio recording. They be like, yo, Max, don't fuck with me. Haters don't take my calls.
Well, you know, I personally, I can't speak for everybody else. You know, I'm just saying, like, I would like a phone call back. Like, I know people get busy one day. Like, okay, you busy today. Can you call me back tomorrow at least? You're not the only person I get on about. But, you know, like, I know you busy. Okay, well, call me back the next day. But, no, it'd be like a week go by. And
it'd be a week.
I'd be like, well, damn, did he get the text? So I text you again, and then still nothing. I'm like, okay. But you've gotten better, so I can't say nothing.
Yeah, because I had to have three people back-to-back grill me on my phone about the same thing.
I'm glad it wasn't just me, though, so I don't feel bad. You know how you feel like it's just you?
They call me like, well, yeah, Max did that to me, too.
Yeah,
well,
so.
There you go. No, it ain't personal.
I don't feel bad. So, oh, let me tell y'all about the reality show I have coming out. I'm only going to talk about it real briefly. Kendra G just basically said she would host my show, so that's a good look for me. I'm not going to go all in depth because I don't really want to talk about it too much. But anyway, y'all find out more details about that on my website. It's still in the making. I'm still working it out, but it's called It's That Philly Chick with 20 Chicks. And they're basically going to be living in a house and seeing how they get along. They're going to have some challenges and all that other stuff. So, and the grand prize is 5K. So that's a good look. It's going to be very entertaining, and I can't wait. Yes.
See, you see how she try to be all mince meat with her stuff and try to tell me, y'all, give them all your details, man. Tell them everything. Tell them where you live at. Tell them where to meet you at the store to buy your lunch meat.
Because it's not really done yet. I don't want. That's why I haven't really been talking about it and been promoting it too much.
She just don't want the groupie stalking her. That's all.
Whatever. What groupie?
I done seen it. If y'all could be flies on the wall when we do the show.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. She got her Facebook open while we doing the show. She get about 1,500 emails.
1,500?
Yeah, 1,500 IMs. Baby, what you doing? You on the air, right? What's up? Can I talk to you? I'm like, you're on. She's on the air. Well,
yeah.
What's up? What's good? Can we be friends?
Yeah,
I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that. She's the famous one. Let's keep it that way.
Look, no, you're about to be famous, so.
Oh, no.
So, anyway.
I'm be like Michael Jackson. Never come out my house. I'm serious.
He said, never come on my... How you going to spend your money then? You're not ever going
to
spend your money?
You people to spend my money for me.
No, I got to go shop myself.
Hey, I can shop online. Look, see this right here? I want three in that color, four in that color.
But what? Like, it's different. Because, I mean, I shop online too, but it's some stuff I like to go pick out myself. And it might be the right... It might not be the right size.
Before you wait.
But see, you know what? I would disguise. I would come out like a dude. I would have the mustache and all that look.
So
I'm getting one now.
So you getting the stalker right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I just gotta close that out. That's all.
Who that with their hand raised? Is that Black Cancer? He wanna talk to us so bad.
Those are old.
That's Cancer up there.
But they're old.
He been, you know, when he first called in, he was just listening. Then he gonna raise his hand like, we don't want to talk to you.
Hold on, okay.
We don't want to talk to you. We don't want to talk to Cancer. He not important.
Black Cancer.
Yes.
I am so sorry. I thought we got to you already.
No.
I'm so sorry. That's my fault.
Like, I want to know why y'all John ain't so sophisticated. Because if you call the joint and say, if you want to listen, just listen. And if you want to talk to one of y'all motherfuckers, then you press one. Because, you know, people can't send to their phone at the moment to actually talk to y'all. So that's why they might call in just to listen.
Right.
And you got people like the gods and motherfuckers on fire coming at your neck. And you know what I'm saying? I just feel some type of way about
this.
Then
you changed your mind and you wanted to talk, right? Is that what it was?
Nah,
okay,
I was a little occupied at the moment. What's up with y'all people's name?
Yeah, we knew that we was going to get your attention, so we had to, you know, talk shit for you to come on.
Yeah,
you know,
besides the fact that your people text y'all anyway. But I wanted to tell y'all, the thing was is that, you know, the Phillies won tonight. You got to give it up for the Phillies.
Who cares?
I don't care about the Phillies. Unless it's wrestling.
Oh, wow.
Or UFC.
So disrespectful.
It's baseball. I mean, come on, it's baseball, homie.
Yeah,
Black,
yeah,
see, not
yeah.
White, see, why you care about
baseball? I don't understand. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I guess I'll
respond
have to
your texts
like
more. Like Fire said, respond to your texts more.
I can see. If it was the Eagles.
He's talking shit about you. You ain't even hearing me. He's talking about you.
You never get in the studio ever again. I just want to strip for that comment. I just changed my number just now.
So you might be saying this is true. You might not be answering your faxes. You know what? I'm going to clear it up for everybody. Max can't really get no reception because he got that cheap-ass.
No, leave my T-Mobile.
He do got T-Mobile.
Leave my T-Mobile.
Exactly. AT&T.
Just what it be. I'll be in the lab, in the booth, headphones on in front of the mic. And then I see my phone, I get text messages. I'm pulled to the spot.
This nigga, your phone is attached to your hand. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
I'll be right next to you.
With my phone.
Exactly. You know how drawing that is when I got my phone up? Mind you, for y'all that don't know nothing about a droid, I have my notebook is in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got my notebook open and I'm spitting my rhymes and y'all text is popping up, y'all interfering.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, what
yeah,
you
exactly.
do is you say, yo, I'm writing or yo, I'm doing something.
Something, at least, it's, you know, responding
yeah,
at the time. It's all we're saying,
answer,
you know.
When I answer, people don't know how to get off the phone.
That's why you tell them you're doing this and that.
They don't listen.
Wow.
They don't
it's
listen.
Okay, Max. You're wrong. We're right. You're mad.
Yeah.
How's everybody's Monday? And oh, yeah, to answer your question, you know, the topic of the day.
Yes,
do y'all
want to
answer me a question? Because I don't know the chick's name, but I just know that she's from Belly and she's at DMX.
I was
going to
say her
but,
early. You talking about Terrell Hicks with her little chocolate
yes.
show.
Yes.
Oh, the one that he was.
The one DMX
he was African
oh, okay.
drumming.
Because
they turned on them African drums and he just went in.
Do you see her?
Yes, I see. And then she turned
over
with that.
I
would have
put African
yeah.
girls out the closet.
Yeah.
I would have put a
true
rider. African everything. I would have went all out. Let's have it.
Eat that ass. Oh, boy. He's like, you never had pussy in his life.
So go ahead and tell everybody where they can reach you at, even though I know you've been on a thousand times. But, you know. And then I got Grizzle in here.
You got Grissom, and you got
yeah.
I Came Up, the good version, right?
Yes. I don't know
all
if it's
right.
a good version, but I know it's
oh,
there.
It's definitely the good version. It ain't that chick in the background that layered my song and say some more other shit. But anyway,
yeah.
it's www.facebook.com/July3rd. That is my personal profile page. I believe www.facebook.com/bcancer is my fan page, and you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/bcancercancer1. And I wrote in the
Twitter. You're breaking up. You're trying to be smart.
No, I'm not trying to be smart. I do touch it.
I can't. We can't hear you. Can you hear him?
We can't hear you, good buddy. 10-4.
Oh, no,
10-4.
Hold up. Let me see. Can you hear me now? Yeah.
Yeah. See, you got to get with AT&T, man.
Yeah, I got AT&T. That's the thing
about
it.
Don't,
I don't know why.
Don't try to front. You ain't got no AT&T.
I ain't got it from when you bill $100-some-odd. That's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Oh, yeah, I got that for you, though. Oh, I'm waiting for you to give me the kiss.
Oh, you going freestyle?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I got the rap tonight.
Okay. All right.
Air it out radio.
Yo, I come from the bottom of the map. Hustle from the mud. Any problems, then you scrap. The hustle so creates the best you when an iron is attached to the hip. In a moody system, that's one of these niggas decides to death. Boxing from crap. Feeling brotherly love is trying to get respect. And some niggas reckless like driving in a vet. They miles and these young boys following these steps. So you gotta keep your eye upon these cats, for they slide up when you strap, paralyze you from the back. Cause the violence is intact, heavy mileage on the gas, body count by the ounce, they supply it with a clap. Cuff your money if you grinding in a trap, or your license if you claim that you ride like a hack. Black tax, y'all race to a dollar and a sec. Like an athlete, you sour niggas, cowards, out of breath.
Okay. Black cancer.
You're a chock.
He's retarded.
Hold on. Please explain to me why you do that. Is it just, what is
I,
that?
I
that's
do that
trade?
Because...
You all have signatures. That's his signature.
Yeah, that's my signature. Besides that, I all just right. go... I get so hyped it comes out of me, and I
you
often throw up, so... oh, it's so easy. I got a chock, and I got a yacht. And you can find that on twitter.com/becancer12.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. Like, I'll say something and you can see my
it?
Catchphrase.
What?
I teach people how to do it.
Nah,
you can't do that, though. It's you're just saying, yeah, and then you just get real wild with it. Like, like something in your face.
It's like I'm kind of, like, gargling kind of. Or I'm about to throw
yeah.
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
You just had it. Oh, my goodness. I got a mini.
Oh, just throw it off.
See?
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
Y'all are terrible. I just want y'all to know that.
All right, go ahead and introduce your joint.
I'm playing what came up.
Gristle, nigga, you ask me all the time about the song.
All right, then I'm playing Gristle then by your boy Black Cancer. Air it out, radio. Let's get it in.
I'm trying to stack enough pay so to beat the fan and ball out like the Lakers this season, man. Keep it simple, Kobe jump shots with either hand and blow green inside of the brown. Call it Peter Pan. A greyhound can challenge my mouth. Been to hell and back, third degrees, follow the smile. Dying in style, my eyes on the lions that growl. Jungle sports cars, banana or papaya to rock. From now I'm rhyming and grinding, damn near crush. That 43 presidents a day, I'm damn near Bush. Can man look for the loopholes and scoop those bucks. I'm a true soldier for the luxury. Ghetto is a motivation, I ain't living comfortably. I live in the place where the face of it ugly. Guns busting, dumb youngins to the sweaty beats. Slut in the pee, ain't no love in the streets. Fuck brotherly, we stubbornly speak to each other. And I don't blame the norm cause we just another number. A gun in my brain so I picture getting bundles. Zipping tunnels, crib exquisite on the mellow. Diving in jello, color dollars, I'm high as a pilot. Choosing stuck in it while you plotting McDonald's. Common sense makes sense, multiply it, divide it. Add it up, bag it up, suck a size of your mind. Whipping up trucks, picking up swats, flyer than a punt. I live amongst us, residue and hatred in the air. But I don't care cause I want fucks. I must fuck, whipping up trucks, picking up swats, flyer than a punt. I live amongst us, residue and hatred in the air. But I don't care cause I want fucks. You amongst crews, sacred, I make bread. You amongst crews, sacred, I make bread. You amongst crews, sacred, I make bread. Grind is the procedure, Poppy had the teacher. You don't make money, you gon' find yourself in need of help. So I rather ride for myself instead of relying on others to provide me my wealth. In this concrete jungle, I be riding itself. It ain't the fact that I'm hot. The enemies I be watching and blotting the well. Root to the truth, they bleed, so I gotta keep it lying as hell. Don't take it out of context, lie as well. Twisting the story like it gotta be tell. Nah, dog, you got the oddity tell. What you got in your L? It ain't chronic, probably the color of poverty mail. You cracking me up. I don't know like grandma Frost set your ass in the dust. That explains why you tanking as fuck. Lacking the bucks, hanging it up. Mad at your son, smacking him up. You not to blame cause you lame, ain't graduate son. Or the reason why you pocket change, never the lust. I want that cheddar to munch, my bread in a bunch. But never the stunt, never the front. That is just dumb. My bad, that's your style. Why you mad as a bus driver? 12 o'clock when he can't get his lunch. Cause you ain't authentic enough. You get a grand and you spend in a rush. It's in my hands, I'm a Benjamin Trust. Add more till I'm living it up. Fast forward 650 and up. Six shipping it tough. Bad boy, I ain't getting your buffers. Black boy, keep it gritty as fuck. As if I'm picking you up. Hands up like I'm kicking a touch. Down if you really cry when I grab the mic, nigga, cause I'm ripping it up. Till they sentence me up like a convict. Bomb shit as if a nigga taking a dump in a bomb bitch, breaking the lungs beyond sick. So we're in the medication for her. Shadow chasing is him, never breaking his bend, I promise. Cause my eyes on the prize, if you bust this, it's David than him.
Anyway, shout out to Scoop. Make sure y'all check out the website www.air.radio.net. So, anyway, for my birthday, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna be doing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Not a damn thing. I want some bottom of the sea and a Rita's ice, the cherry thingy. I know. I want all food and I want some stuff from Gallows.
I'm not knocking it.
And anybody that wants to feel nice and sweet, they can always go to Victoria's Secrets and get me some of the sportswear large.
She's terrible, yo.
or you can give me some perfume. I like that too. You know, so you know, Diamond Princess. You know, you know, something like that. And that, for those that don't know, that's Trina. I happen to like that. You know, so. I like the bootleg kind too. You know, it's all good. But anyway,
what about some reveal?
I don't know. I ain't so high like that.
She was like, no, Max.
Nah.
I'm not going to wear Holly Berry's on me.
I like Paris, and she got a cologne, I mean, cologne, perfume, too.
Did you see her immediate takeout making out with Lindsay Lohan?
No, I didn't see that.
You know, they got the footage. They were shooting up together, then they started making out on the bed.
I don't know what's going on with Lindsay. She, her career messed up.
Insanity, I do it to
you. Yeah, man, like Paris fucking up too. Like you got all that money and you ain't doing shit. Like what the hell? All you gotta do is go to a party and get paid. Like what the fuck?
But you was, but what you expect though? They got into the, and they basically known because of their parents. They not really celebrities.
They dumb dumbs.
Like well, Paris. Which one of them? One of them is Lionel Richie's daughter, right?
That's what's her face? The other chick. Yeah.
One, a lot of these new people, they just in the spotlight like just because, and I'm like, and you see it.
Yeah.
They don't have no reason to really be there. Like, come on.
Yeah. I wish I could do that.
What's the other girl? What's the name's daughter? The lawyer daughter.
Who? Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Like, what are you in the spotlight for? Go somewhere.
Yeah, they were saying that she getting a lot of. I know she got the Botox done, but. She does look so different from the picture from back in the day. Like, she does, like, you could tell. Ugh. I mean, she's still a pretty girl. Like, don't take that from her. But she looks better than,
I just
don't
get why she's in the spotlight.
Because she's cute, and she got a body, and she got a fat ass, and that's what y'all are looking at.
But that's not a talent. Unless you're in the porn industry.
Yeah.
At least with that cute one in a body, you still got to know how to smash. Like, come on. What happened to having a talent to being in the game?
Yeah, well,
and I
her looks is her talent.
It's not a talent.
That's what her talent is,
it's
her
not
looks.
A talent.
She uses her looks to get by, and then her popularity from her family and, you know, all that stuff, so.
Sucks.
I actually like Khloé, that's my girl.
I cannot believe,
like,
oh, Khloé. Yeah, I see the sex tape she was talking about, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
I still can't believe
it. Make sure y'all check that out on World Star Hip Hop. Ricky Ross is getting it in with his light skin John. So
I still can't believe Jay-Z and MC Hammer are going at it.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
I think Hammer might beat him. Oh no.
I like Hammer. I don't care.
Hammer
I always
might
wanted
be hungry.
To be a dancer.
Hammer might be hungry right now. He might give it the whole.
But you know what? Every time Hammer come out and perform and do anything, everybody starts standing up.
You got to. You can't just sit there and listen to Hammer.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if everybody hates, you know, hates him kind of because of his music. But when he comes on, they respect the shit out of him. I don't know. I don't get it. So I like Hammer. I mean, I think this is a good time for him to come out because everybody's dancing and all that stuff. So
why not? He helped start it.
Yeah.
With the G, man.
So anyway, Max is joining. And our time is almost up anyway, so make sure y'all check out the website.
I was yawning. How did you see that?
We can hear it. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. I thought I was sneaking that one out.
No. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, www.air.radio.net. And shout out to Scoop. And, you know, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. I'm trying to get that page going on. Them pages up. So I'm trying to get them, y'all. Matt's going to help me Twitter a little bit because I don't really know how to, you know, get into all that. But anyway.
If you can Facebook, you can Twitter.
I know, but, you know, that's one site I haven't really mastered yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on it.
Ladies
anyway.
And gentlemen, it's been a great show, as usual. And I want to say goodbye in special dedication. And send all my love to all the haters. Because without y'all, we wouldn't have reason to grind so hard.
Yeah.
Fuck you very much.
No, you didn't. Yo, fuck y'all bitches. How about that? Air It Out Radio, we out.
It's on, get out your popcorn. No hate and stop. Draw,
just turn us up, make sure it's not, we air it out. Now, get all the butter,
yeah,
the real job, it expose the counterfeit.
By y'all means, baby.
The clock punch for a cup, light it up for me, we air it
out. One thing about a dog, never bite your tongue. Holding your breath, you end up missing a lung. I speak mine, pardon my peace, respect my grease, but I'm a gangster. Any felt tension, I squeeze, I handle business. 9mm jaw structure, cold hard star, I ain't even gotta touch ya. I don't mince words, I line them up for soldiers. You got something to say, get it off your shoulders. Baby mama drama, the war, Bush and Obama. All those crying, they sons being cooked with llamas. But on the other side, I spit about the Celtics and Lakers, about the riches or the pictures, how they smell and they flavors. Call me the guy that not run my body, I sweat fire out a liar. Life is a bitch, but it's something about that chick. Until I'm 6 feet deep in the ditch, believe I keep it on the hip, quick to grip and let a scene rip.
It's on.